Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our loyal Patreon patrons like Stephen Best,
Michael Davis,
Brownie Davis,
James Burns,
Shadows,
Michael Hopkins,
Cyril Betts,
Will Wilson,
yeah, it's me,
Michael Drescher,
Carl Black,
Jimmy Jam Jam,
you're welcome,
Dead Gunner,
Severick,
Steve Ariza.
Thanks, everybody.
Boom, we're recording.
Christmas!
Damn it, James!
Boom, we're recording.
Stole his line. It did.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Murder Jam.
He hasn't done it in like two or three games. The boom we're recording.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd help you.
I was about to do it. You stole it from me.
I did.
Catchphrase.
Christmas! Anyway, we're back for more Eclipse Phase.
Yeah!
This is Some Pig Part 3.
Oh, pig.
We're gonna pick up right where we left off, but before we do that, why doesn't everyone...
Oh, I'm on a plane!
And there it is.
When the...
That's the bomber kill right there.
Mechanic.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm playing Amy, the,
Good gorilla.
Amy, be good gorilla. He's in a Neo Gorilla Morph. He's this guy. He's Meyer. He's
Frankie.
Frankie's partner. I thought I said Franklin. Is Meyer another character that was named?
Hey, it's Franklin.
I'm James.
This character's named Franklin.
Yeah.
Two Franklins. Wow.
Is it Franklin or Frankie?
Franklin.
It is Franklin.
Franklin and Franklin.
What? I wrote Frankie. What did I write Frankie?
Because he says he goes by Frankie. Oh, that's right. His full name's Franklin.
You had a Frankie in Ed's Tider House game.
That's Freddy.
Was that Freddy? Oh, Freddy.
It's like me. My name is Eric, but I go by Frankie.
I forget. It's been a long time.
That was Freddy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm James, and I'm the computer of the ship.
Speaking of Freddy, I'm James.
I'm playing Crete and Teak, who is both a computer guy and the ship.
Why are you kidding me?
Because of that freaking reference.
What reference?
Crete and Teak. Critique.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I just kind of reversed teak, Crete, to make teak without the R.
And then you took a letter out.
Yeah, that's literally all I did.
Crete, teak.
Take your punch back.
No.
Unpunch him.
See, the first time, I was wondering too, because the first time Will heard that, he's like, oh, that's terrible. What a terrible reference. I'm like, what is it?
I referenced like something only he watched that I didn't know about. So I was like, did I reference like a character that
he critiques? He critiques everything.
Yeah, we get it now.
I work in the paint department. You're referencing teak oil, which people often use to stain wood.
No, that's T-E-A-K.
Yeah, but...
That's not a pig, it's a stain!
Right. But it's in the paint department.
You don't know stains, you know paint.
It's part of the department.
No. You can only know one thing, Eric. Anyway, I'm Ryan.
It's an oil, not a stain.
Did you say Brian or Ryan?
It's like called teak oil.
I know nothing about paints or oils or stains.
You know stains.
I do have stains. Some interesting stains.
We all know stains.
And I'm playing Yu-Yan Bergeson. She is a lost XP star who runs an XP show, XP feed called The Thrilling Adventures of Yu. And she is a part of this team to collect material for her next season.
And she has a great blooper reel for when she's shot.
Yeah,
you do.
Teodora, played by Eric. I'm Eric. I'm playing Teodora Concha Carmen Medina. You could just call her Teo. She is in a Fury Morph. Her actual age is fuck off. I wrote that the other day.
I noticed.
she's a bruiser. She's good at shooting and good at
punching. Well, it's impolite to ask a lady her age.
Right, so I wrote fuck off. That's how she would respond.
Okay. So, last time, you guys headed to Earth, to the colony of New Paris, because you had to locate two more of Gavin's associates.
Yes.
And there you found a neo-avian named Doc Skelax and a man named Lucas Guerrera. They were hiding out in the woods, the forest surrounding the colony of New Paris. You found them with the help of a local guide named Rusty.
Oh, yeah, Rusty was cool. I like Rusty.
Yeah.
I hope Rusty comes back sometime.
Maybe, right?
I don't think so.
Not Kilgore.
Probably not. Yeah.
He's very busy.
Yes, he's very busy with the scavenging. Mm-hmm. So you track them down to a secret bird sanctuary out in the forest that Doc Skelox left detailed instructions to on his computer.
He's a bird. He's not very smart. He's bird-brained.
Yes.
Along the way, you fought some blister beasts, and then on the way back, you got ambushed by a copy of Damien himself that you quickly dispatched with some freezer foam and the judicial application of cutting his stack out of his head.
Yeah.
So you have his cortical stack. You got Doc and Lucas to a ship, and they are heading off-world.
Poor Lucas hanging out with Doc.
For like the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a step up from the endless simulation of the fall that he was trapped in for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all make bad decisions.
One step. My feeling was that Lucas probably felt like he owed Doc for helping him get out of there and didn't really have anywhere else to go anyway.
Or Lucas.
So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll hang out here for a while with Doc. And I don't think Doc would ever admit it, but I always get the feeling that he's really lonely. Because nobody wants him around.
Especially Elise.
Yeah. And it's the future. Credit changes, but reputation is forever. So, yeah. Anyway, you send them off to somewhere.
The party.
You gave them the party. Yeah, you gave them the code. And so, you have a copy of, you have a beta copy of Damien. You also still have the ecto that Gavin gave you that will... if you upload a copy of his ego into it, we'll hunt them down and erase them. But you also know that if you want to interrogate this Damien, you need to upload him into a simul space. But you happen to know where there's an unused ego bridge.
Portugal?
Well, maybe. The one I'm referencing is in Doc Skelox's place. There may be one in Portugal.
What about the Gorge Island of Singapore?
It could be. Much harder to get to, though. As hard to get to as Portugal.
We should have not sent Doc Skelox away so soon. We should have had him help us.
He wasn't very good at that.
Oh, that's a good point. You got
it. It wasn't like he was doing psycho surgery and we realized he was like 20 or 30. It was like, what? Don't do it on us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, he did on Lucas.
He's like, oh, yeah, I can do it. And he rolled and was like, well, just get off 30. I'm like, oh.
Ooh. Really, it is such a
beautiful. I mean, he could do it.
Yeah,
well, it's like, not even good at it.
It's like, you know what you call someone who graduates the bottom of his class in medical school?
Doctor.
A doctor.
Take that, doctors who are listening to us.
Who graduated the bottom of their class in medical school.
Yeah, so
all right. So, what are you guys going to do?
Do any of us know psychosurgery?
No. I have a 20 in it.
I also have a 20 in it.
You could do psychosurgery.
See, I could also do a pull-up, but I'm not going to.
So here's the thing. If you want to, like, dissect his ego, you would need psychosurgery. If you just want to upload him into a simul space... You don't need psychosurgery for that.
What if we, the simul space, what would we need to, like, was it programming or something that we would need to, like, you know, make it like a...
You could do a pro, at a penalty, because mm-hmm. really, like, simul space design is a skill. So if you have anything like that, you can use that. Otherwise, you can make a programming check at minus 20.
Oh, I have art simul space design at 55. I forgot about that.
So yeah, so you could make customized simul space if you want to load him into something other than just, like, generic room 4.
Oh, you could do it.
I also have a 90 of programming, so I thought that was going to be helpful, but I guess...
You can assist, which will give her a plus 10.
Generic room 4A with 8-bit...
I shall do the assist.
See, Ryan, because I said you can do it.
You should
okay. If you wouldn't mind me helping.
Sure, no, that's... So, hog farm?
How about an actual animal
farm where he's a pig?
Butcher factory.
Okay.
Slaughterhouse. Pigs, of course.
Bacon!
People just sitting around eating bacon.
And there should be a spider web with from Charlotte.
Anyone remember that? What a cartoon! I think it, like, some guy got into a room full of diseases, and like one of them was like he had pig head, and like the only cure for it was like a chef saying, "Oh, look at that bacon sizzle," and then his head ran away.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
It was like random little skits.
Yeah. What a cartoon. That's some weird stuff.
That sounds terrifying.
That's where the Powerpuff Girls were.
Proto-sexual space family plus guy. 10. What are you making?
I think I'm going to go with the slaughterhouse. It's going to be the hog pen, like, pigs, like, bunched together, in a tight bunch, okay. On their way to the slaughterhouse floor, like, friggin', Anton Chigurh with a little, bolt gun is walking.
Shoot them in the head. It's not humane.
It's humane. Like, they kill them before they get to the slaughterhouse.
That's true.
All right. So roll some space design. Plus
and that's points. That's just gonna. It's just gonna like go on. It's gonna like loop kind of until we, you know, let him advance to the next.
Okay.
It's like Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna fuck him.
Well, I mean, that's up to you.
Three for your set now.
All right, well, Moxie to flip that.
No, I was thinking more there was one with an AI that kind
of... Well, you had 55?
I had 65, and I rolled a 73.
Well, what did my plus give?
Well, he's at 55, and you're helping give him plus
65. 10.
So, all right, so...
So, yeah, that still failed, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm Moxieing to reverse it.
So what is it now?
37.
Out of 65, okay.
Out of 65.
So, Slaughter, are you making him one of the pigs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How long are you leaving him in there before you guys go in?
You could
speed up assimilation speed.
6 weeks.
Let's leave him there for maybe, like, a couple hours. What do you guys think?
A year and a half.
I definitely should make it seem like the line is moving forward very slowly, like his turn is almost right. up.
We don't want him to be like a gibbering madman by the time we get in there.
Okay.
I think who's good at intimidating, because they should go in and talk to him.
It would probably be Amy or Tay.
No, definitely not Tay. Why did I give you intimidation?
Intimidation.
Where is it? I know, Ryan, I thought you were playing Foxy with me, but it's not
dog. Yeah.
No.
It's an I.
I'm looking.
After G and H.
I'm looking.
My intimidation's 50.
I'm 60. You're better.
Yes.
By 10.
All right, so we're going to send Teo into...
What information you want me to get out of him?
Also, in real life, he's better at intimidating.
You could be... You could like, back her up.
The beard. Yeah, you can both go in.
You can give her back up and give her a bonus, maybe.
You guys can, like, walk up. There's like those...
Oh, walking in butcher outfits.
Yeah, in the civil space, there's like these metal fences around the butchering line where they are. So you guys can come in with like hatchets and axes and with, you know, leather aprons spattered in blood.
What's your question?
Ham and eggs. Ham and eggs and bacon.
What'd you ask him, Will?
The question is, can you talk like this?
Like Kingpin?
It's a cheap tactic. I don't need to.
But your voice is like this.
Who are you?
Yes, I'm Terrence.
I'm Daredevil.
Right, yeah. All right, so we got Vincent D'Onofrio over here.
Believe me, I'm shaking in my jeans.
Alright, so I'm assuming you're speeding up the symbol space for actual hours.
Right, while we're having this conversation, you can just see him in the background, like... Well, can we, like, observe him? Like, what's his reaction?
Make a kinesics check with minus 20, because you put him in a pig. So he's a little hard to read.
Fair enough.
My kinesics is so that'd be negative 10 for me.
You all watching this?
Yeah, there's like, a screen you can all watch.
You guys want some popcorn?
I don't ingest, food.
I'll eat his.
43 out of 50.
I would love some. All
right.
I'll make some popcorn.
Nonplussed.
He's just kind of confused.
No, not really. He seems bored. A little bit. Like, you know which pig is him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just standing and, like, I mean, there's not much he can do, first off. Like, they're packed in so tight they can't move. And so there's not really much he can do. He's looking down the line. He seems to know it's a symbol space. Like, it's hard to tell, but he doesn't seem to be panicking.
Alright, what do you guys, he doesn't seem to be really, this doesn't seem to be having the effect that we want.
To be fair, he did grow up in a, been sent to a terrible place, and he arrived, so I'm sure he's used to terrible places.
that might have made him more psychopathic.
Should we kill him a few times? I'm asking this in character.
Yeah, I guess death is a good way to drive one mad or get one impatient, especially if they experience it multiple times.
I mean, what's death really?
Or maybe we should do the exact opposite and make him give him a paradise and then slowly take it away. That may do something, because if he's used to pain and gruel and torture, maybe the exact opposite might have the opposite effect on him. Might have the effect that we desire on him.
I hand out little baggies of popcorn for
him. You come back from the fabric.
So you want us to bathe him in luxury.
Yeah, maybe let him roam free in a...
Yeah, sounds like
in a field of flowers.
Sounds like a lovely punishment. You're really on top of this.
I mean, he's used to being tortured. So, do the exact opposite. Might have the desired effect we require.
I think we should just talk to them.
All right. Well, he seems kind of bored, so intimidation might not be in the cards. If no one has a different suggestion, I'm just going to leave him in this
sort of
space.
Yeah, and these two will go and talk to him, I guess.
All right. So, Teo and Amy go in.
Oh, okay. I thought intimidation was in the cards. All right.
I mean, you could still try.
No, you can. No, so you're going into the civil space to talk to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so you're going.
We have a pipeline to you guys, so we can always...
Yeah, they're watching. Uh-huh. So when you go in, it slows down to real time. Because otherwise you would be watching and going...
Yeah.
That's the fun.
Like you guys go in for a second to come out. Oh, it didn't work.
Every time Eric says the, it speeds up by 1.5.
Okay, so you two res into the civil space. You've got the blood-spattered apron on. You each have like a meat cleaver and a thick knife hanging on a belt.
This is a good look.
So the civil space is good. You get in, you can smell pig shit and blood in the air. It's not perfect. There's a little clipping in some places, so you know you're in a civil space, but it's pretty good. So you res into a build, so you're not right in front of him, but you res in a little shack. So you two could talk before you go talk to him if there's anything you
want
to discuss.
And then you tap your buttons and say, reboot! Mm-hmm. And then you get transformed into your butcher.
So, what's the plan? What are we going in with?
I will say, see if you can find out what he knows about that station in the belt.
I guess bring it up, and since you're good at reading people, you can probably see his judge's reaction, see if he reacts positive or negative, or has a reaction.
I can also, can I adjust it so that he becomes neo-porcine again, or at least has... what do they call it? Transgenic vocal cords. So
well,
he wasn't.
Yeah.
Can I give him the transgenic vocal cords then?
I assume he already did, otherwise he wouldn't be able to talk to him
at all.
Hey, pig, wink.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
No, I found a flaw in our plan.
Where's the base? Wink, wink. All
right. It's not only going.
Wink once if you have a base.
Alright, so you step out of the shack. You see the long line of hogs pressed so tight together they can't move. They're all squealing and like trying to get away except for one that's just standing there. And it looks over at you too as you come out of the shack. Oh, about time.
Well, we figured we'd let you. You know, you pigs like to wallow. We figured we'd let you do that for a little bit.
Yeah, pig joke.
Yeah, I know. I'm loaded with them. I'm sure you've heard them all before. Do you want to hear them again?
Sure, why not? Not like I have anywhere else to go.
Alright. Look, I don't feel like making any more jokes. You don't actually feel like listening to them, I could tell. So, we want a little bit of information out of you.
That's convenient, because I'm a beta fork. A little bit of some information is all I have.
Well, hopefully it's the little bit we need. Because you're going to be in for a world of trouble if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
A world of trouble like this world you're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Look. There's a station out there that we need to get some information on. Hopefully that's what you know about.
There's a lot of stations out there.
Yeah, there's a specific one that we're pretty sure you and your main...
Alpha?
There we go. One that we figure you and your Alpha are pretty familiar with.
Okay.
And we'd like some information on that.
Okay.
So you're going to give it to us.
Why?
Because we can make this very troublesome for you if you don't.
Make an intimidation check.
Out of 60.
Yeah, troublesome. That sounds bad.
Was I programmed in here with a cleaver? You said that?
Yeah, I gave you like a big hatchet.
I'd like to take the hatchet, kind of run my finger along the edge. Yes. Pretty sharp hatchet, actually.
Dull ones hurt more. Rookie mistake, yeah, but, you know. It's a simple space. You can have anything you want, and you pick a sharp hatchet.
I like sharp things. I just like the sounds when they go through something like you.
Well, if you like sharp things, then why'd you bring the gorilla here?
I reach over and take a handful of the popcorn.
he's funny.
He's a regular laugh riot.
What can I say? I'm a ham.
Oh. Alright, that was actually... No, that made me chuckle.
Yeah, okay, that was a good one. I liked it. Okay. You're right. Dull knives are better. I prefer beating things to death, though.
Tenderizing the meat.
Yeah. You don't look tenderized. You know what? I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick him up.
Okay. You pick him up.
I'm going to go tenderize this right now.
All right.
Torment him.
Make a...
Did anything heal while since...
It's only been...
He's not even over himself. He's like a
simple space. Well, no, yeah, you don't have any damage. You're in simple space. So you don't have penalties to your rolls, except for your traumas. Okay. Traumas give you penalties. Your wounds don't give you balance.
Right, I don't have a trauma.
I have a trauma.
Make a psalm times three check.
Psalm times three?
When you pick him up.
Does he have Scott skin? You aware?
In civil space.
Unless Ryan's program is
shot. Yeah. Hey, this is what made Rick really hurt.
He did.
What was it? Times three?
Psalm times three.
Psalm times three. Just missed it.
What'd you get?
A 92 out of 90.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, pretty cool. You can flip it if you want.
Yeah, but I only have one moxie point left.
Oh, it refreshes.
No, not yet.
No? Oh.
That's what I mean, like...
It's picking up right where the other one left off.
Okay.
No moxie refresh yet.
In that case, I couldn't have succeeded in that roll before because...
Can I try again at a higher difficulty?
You have zero moxie now.
Okay.
Can I try again at a higher difficulty?
No.
No? I'm not.
Okay. I'm going to tenderize him. You pick him up and put him over your shoulder. And then he squirms and you drop him. And he lands.
I'll reach
And he starts running off.
I'll go after him. I'll reach for him.
He runs.
Oh.
So, make an athletics check to catch him.
What are you running to?
Well, he's just running.
That's what I'm asking Karen for. I'm watching him watch this.
I guess he's running to the other side of the fence.
Free running.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It's on a free running.
I haven't watched any of these.
Nope.
87
out of
30.
I don't think it's going very well.
No. No, it's not.
No. I got a 41 out of 30.
Jeez.
Okay.
Five. He got a 2 out of 20, so he succeeds. So you guys are taken by surprise because he was pretty nonchalant,
mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden just like wriggles free and lands and takes off faster than you thought a pig would be able to run, and he like runs around the side of a shed and you lose sight of him.
I'm gonna intimidate. It's too much for my voice actually right now because I'm sick.
Nice job picking him up.
What?
Nice job picking him up.
Well, you know what? For somebody that seemed very intimidating, he ran away like a little screaming child.
Who are you intimidating? He's not there.
No, I mean, like, I'm talking to him.
Oh, you said you were intimidated.
Yeah, but then I interrupted.
Oh, okay.
Since I have, you know, admin control in the center space, can I just be like, guys, he's over behind the shed.
Yep.
You should really, like...
All right, so let's flank him.
Okay.
Well, can you make it so that the fence is smaller around the shed so he doesn't have that much to where to run?
Yeah.
Yeah, make a...
I'm gonna put a nice, like, burning barbed wire cage around him.
Okay. Make that simple space design check.
No. 95 out of 55.
Editing it when it's active and moving is harder than you thought it would be.
Alright.
He made him the comfy chair.
Yes. He runs around the side of the shed, so how are you two approaching him?
We're gonna go either side.
You're gonna flank him?
Yeah.
Alright.
So all of a sudden you
come around, and you see, he's there, and he's just taking a big pig shit right in the back of the shed. So what are you gonna do?
I'm going to go after him. I'm going to try to grab him. I don't care about the pig shit, so I'm all dirty.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to grab him as well.
All right. Both of you make unarmed checks.
Ooh. 19 out of 70.
Are you fucking kidding me? 91.
Oh!
It's okay. He actually failed this roll. I gave him just a flat 20%. The first time he rolled a 6 to get away
from it.
Then he rolled a 2 when you guys are chasing him. Now we got a 49 out of 20. So you leap and you grab him. You're like, all right, put me down, put me down.
Oh, I don't know. The last time we put you down, you ran away.
No, the last time you picked me up, I ran away.
That's okay, you're right. But I'm not putting you down.
Wow.
I'm not giving you another chance to get away with you. What do you think I am? Don't answer that.
You guys are off to a great start in this interrogation.
Well, I mean, you're the one who ran away.
I'm the prisoner. It's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you're acting like you weren't scared before, and then all of a sudden you ran away, like, very scared. Just saying.
Yeah, well, you're the one who had to chase me, huh, buddy?
You know what? Fair is fair. You caught me off guard. A little bit.
He pisses on you, Eric.
Meh.
Maybe you should put him down.
Why is that?
Just, you know, put him down.
Oh.
We can do this all day.
That's true. You know, I don't know if you heard or you probably didn't, but...
Did he?
Yeah, I learned. I let him hear my voice. I've got like a disembodied, mm-hmm. you know, God voice from everywhere type thing going.
Yep.
All right. I'll crush his head.
All right. This little piggy should have stayed home.
So what do you do?
Well, Wilson's gonna crush his head.
All right.
We'll do that.
You just grab his skull.
I look away.
And
Franklin looks away as I'm walking.
Franklin, you hear this sickening wet crunch sound.
If we have to do this again, can I get the next one?
Sure.
Alright, you're holding a dead pig now.
Now I put it down.
It's a dead pig.
Alright, so I'll reload him.
In the same spot?
I'm gonna leave the pig carcass.
Yeah.
And,
In the line.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to take my knife and carve a number one on the carcass.
Okay. You carve a one into the side of the pig?
With the number symbol, with the hashtag.
Okay. Octothor.
A what?
It's called an octothor.
I've never heard that.
Yep. All right.
Oh, with my monofilament sword, or rather, because the wasp knife.
Well, no, you're in the symbol space.
Oh, right.
You got the hatchet.
You want me to dull that up for you, Tio?
But then I can't do this again.
True.
All right, so you carve number one in it.
He could just give you another knife.
You guys walk out from the back of the shed, splattered with fresh blood now from when Amy crushed his skull. And Damien is standing in the line where he was before. Does he remember dying?
I think yes.
Okay.
We want this to have an ablative effect on his sanity, if possible.
Welcome back.
He seems to have experienced this, or worse.
You jumped to violence real quick. You guys are so easy to press.
Violence is fun. What can I say?
You're right, it is. It's really fun. I've done some truly depraved things. I don't remember them all because I'm a beta 4, but I know I've done them. Things that would probably make you blush.
Let me know about the, you betrayed your entire team for no reason.
What
was that?
I'm sure they had it coming.
No, they didn't. I'm sure they didn't.
Really? Were you there?
No.
No, well then.
According to the one who told us about it, there's really no reason for you to do it.
Really? Which one told you about it?
Not telling.
Oh. So you got their side of it, but you didn't get my side of it.
Because you're deranged.
Oh, says the guy who turned me into a pig and loaded me into a virtual simulation so you can murder me as many times as you want.
I didn't do that.
Murdered me.
I didn't make the simulation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry if I was getting out of line there. I say to the guy who literally just murdered me.
All right. So it's not my turn to murder you. It's your turn to murder him now, right?
It is
your turn. So, okay, your turn.
Well, give him one chance. Are you going to give me the information you need?
You didn't even ask me a question this time. You're just jumping straight to the murder.
That's why I just say give me one chance.
Tap into this little space. Should we show him the rest of the slaughterhouse space? I'm figuring we should show him the rest of the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Let's take a field trip.
All right. So what does it change to?
Well, they just like lead him like I'm gonna like have the rest of the pigs in the slaughter line just like part.
Okay.
And so they can lead him down into the.
All right, so you lead him into the slaughterhouse. There's the guy with the pneumatic spike, just like walking up to pigs and boom, right in the head. And then you notice it doesn't kill all of them, so some of them are still kind of faintly squealing as they're getting hooked into their legs and lifted into the slaughter so they can be gutted and bled. Yeah, that's pretty gruesome.
I mean, it gets worse as you go through it.
I mean, I don't think so. Those look like the worst part. Unless they cut your throat and you bleed out, you're dead. So, when I wrestle, it's not really that big a deal. Is this your first simple space torture, guys? Feels like this is your first simple space torture.
I tend to do things in real life.
You know what? Do you want to hang him up on one of these things?
Can I do the hanging?
You can do the hanging. Rather than slitting his throat, you want to rip out his heart?
It's a pretty fast step.
But do it slowly.
How do you rip out someone's heart slowly?
Well, you just, you know.
Wait, we'll show you.
Cut him with this dull knife.
Oh, you got a dull one this time.
I like sharp, he likes dull. What can I say? We're a good pair.
No, you're not.
Come with his dull knife, and then do it slowly, and then rip, and grab it, and then pull it out slowly.
Before we do that, I'll ask again. Do you want to give us information we're looking for? Would you like to do that instead of the fun little bloody carnage that I'm looking forward to? You know what? You don't seem to like us. You'll make me really upset if I don't get to kill you. So.
Nice try. I actually want to see if you guys have the stomach for ripping my heart out. Let's do it.
Okay.
I feel he's going to give us the information due to boredom of these two trying to torture him.
Yeah, you know, you can take my popcorn.
I'm gonna go throw up now.
Yeah, I'm gonna just work on some stuff.
I'm gonna go do some calibrations and the rest of this.
How long do we have to be at this?
Well, first, so you two hook into him and hang him up. Both of you make sand checks. Will times three.
Uh huh. God.
Oh, I'm good. Five out of
what is that?
25
out of
30. Yay. Okay. Yeah, it's a simple space. He's fine. He'll be fine. Teo, you take the dull knife and slit him open. He grunts. You reach in and, like, pull his heart out. And he goes, and then slowly dies.
All right. Cod Carve 2.
It's my gig.
All right, so do you load him back in, Ryan?
Yeah.
Where? Back in the line?
No, right okay. There. So he can watch himself bleed out.
Oh, nice touch. With the letting me see my corpse. All right, you two look like you're having a hard time with this.
Am I having a hard time with this? I thought I was having fun.
I could do this all day.
Yeah, well, I think you'll get bored, and then I'll get bored, so... What is it you want to know?
Where's the station?
Oh, right, my secret base, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'll tell you. He gives you coordinates.
Can I take kinesics? Can I make
sure? Minus 20.
Minus 20?
He's a pig.
That's a good point.
I'm an animal. Can I check? Can I see if he's lying?
Oh, 23. I have 20.
Minus, you can roll kinesics at minus 20.
Yeah, 10. That was so close.
All right. No, he doesn't seem to be lying.
Yeah, 10.
Cool. It only took 2 deaths. All right. There's obviously some manner of catch to this, but, you know, we got what we need.
All right.
I felt bad for you, too.
Can I bury my hatchet in his head?
Sure. You slam, he dies again.
Do you want him back?
No.
I think before you kill him, I just wanted to...
Too late, he's dead.
I just wanted to know how he was able to orchestrate a meteorite to fall on the house.
Oh, yeah, we had some that one.
You have to load him back up?
Yeah, I'll punch him back in again.
Okay. Oh. Again?
I like 3.
So, what now?
One last question. How is Damien able to throw meteors?
Meteorites.
I don't know. I guess he's really strong.
Nah, that's not how it works.
I don't know. You have to ask him. I just had enough to, go get those two and bring them back.
I believe that, actually.
Alright, what do you want to do with him now?
We can delete him, or we can give him to,
Well, add a character. You have the Ecto to plug his ego into that will erase him.
But we were asked if we possibly could bring a copy of...
Well, this isn't him.
This is a fork.
Yeah.
Not even a good fork.
But we can do something to this to add a character. We do something to this to make it, track the other ones, right?
No, it just destroys the other ones. But I think we should hold on to that until we know where the main one is. So when we have him cornered, then we can delete and corrupt his other backups so he doesn't make a new one after we've already done this.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right.
I'm asking the party if that's something that we should have to worry about. Or if it works like that.
What do you want to keep him for?
No, I'm saying to use that thing that deletes all and corrupts everything.
Right.
Like, wait until we find the real Damien so that he can just... If we do it now and he just makes new backups, so it's just...
That's a fair point. If he knows you did it.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying. There's no saying that he doesn't like, oh, he tripped and fell down the stairs, broke his neck, had to reload. You know, it's right. Like accidents happen. I mean, even for psychopaths.
It's up to you. I mean, you have the...
We have the drive, and we have his quarterstack, and we have the drop, so we can just wait till we find the alpha, and we're about to kill him, and just be like, he'll be like, oh, I'll just receive, and then we'll be like, no, you won't, and we just delete the rest of them, and then he'll be like, no!
Yeah. But on the other hand, you don't know how long the deletion program's going to take.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be, it's not going to be instant.
And obviously not going to be instant, but yeah. I'm just saying, I think I feel like we should wait until...
I kind of agree, like, okay. we may have to use Beta Damian as a resource.
Sure. So, Teo and Amy come out. You're going to have to unplug him from the symbol space, because unless you're going to take the ego bridge with you.
How big is the ego bridge?
I mean, you can take it with you. It's going to be cramped on your shuttle.
Okay.
It's not a big shuttle.
Yeah. All right.
I feel it might be good to have. I mean,
just in case.
You're on the shuttle right now?
No, we're in Doc's lab.
We're in Doc's lab.
Does a Doc have a vat that can hang out in?
A healing vat?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. But you'll have time to heal. Don't worry.
So says God.
Yeah, can I scavenge around Doc's place?
Yeah, sure. Make a scavenge.
Well, you still Doc stuff?
Yeah.
He's not using it.
Mm-hmm. We're not using it. We saved him. We take payment from his stuff.
Well, my other thing was, like, if we keep him, we can keep him running in symbol space. And I mean, he's being rather, you know, flippant with us right now, but we can always come up with worse ideas and just leave him.
Okay.
I still feel putting him in a little paradise might actually drive him insane, because he's so used to being in pain and torture that putting him somewhere nice and calm would actually drive him insane. This is not what he's used to.
Being, having nice help and everything.
No, just have him like a nice meadow and a beautiful day with grass.
Birds chirping.
So, Frankie.
Yes?
You already found his bird form.
That's true, I did.
So you find a few medical supplies. Nothing, I mean, I don't think you have any medicine skills, so nothing that you really know
picture of
how to use. that might be on his bird porn drive somewhere. It doesn't seem like he had a lot of stuff. There's a few bird suits, which are close to your size. The sleeves are really big, though, because they're built for wings.
Yeah, I'm not a bird.
But, like, the pants would fit you.
Nah.
Anyway, so. He also was on the run, so probably had a bunch of his stuff with him in his hidey place.
No.
He's coughed on him.
I want to test.
Yeah, that's towards me.
Cough in his face. Meyer yawns so he can cough in your mouth.
Yeah, no, that's right. I guess I'll take his medicine, even though I know, like, it's like drugs and shit.
It's really, like, no place for me to cough on. I cough on something. Like, okay. I was trying to bite people. It's really hard for me to avoid everybody.
Yeah, I have the benefit of being able to turn all the way over here.
I told you to bring cloth drops.
All right. If it's going to be too much of an inconvenience to lug the whole ego bridge, then I'll just, you know, turn them off.
You can take it.
Wait, just unplug it and just carry it with us?
Yeah. Right. It's not huge. All right, so we head back to the shuttle.
Yeah, I'll load him up in, like, Teak suggested.
All right, make another some space design check.
Just like a pleasant meadow... 25.
Okay.
Out of 55.
So pleasant met is what form is he in?
Just whatever his body was when we killed him.
So pleasant meadow, birds chirping, little babbling brook.
Picnic lunch.
Okay.
You mean like he's frozen though?
in foam.
So you load him into that, and he's like, what?
What is this?
He looks confused.
I'm just going to leave him in there.
What speed is it running at?
Between years and years.
You could.
I think we just leave it real time.
I'll leave it real time for now.
Okay. All right. So you guys take off. Crete turns back into Teak.
I just kind of stand in the wall and plug in.
Yep. And you take off. So
and middle fingers.
It's going to be about a month for you to get to the belt, the station on the belt. So in that time, you can heal your damage because everyone should, I believe, has biomods.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So that will heal all your damage and wounds.
Yeah.
I have some stress.
Yeah. Well,
my stress. I was going to say, how much stress does everyone have?
I have two.
And a trauma.
I have quattro.
Three wounds.
I have.
No, you can heal all your physical damage.
Oh, stress.
I have three stress.
Yeah, you guys can all heal that. You have time to decompress.
Well, and the trauma.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have time to decompress. All your muses have psychology, so you can
get moxie back.
Yeah, you get your moxie back.
Hooray!
Now you get it all back.
Mm. What would be my muse?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think
yeah, what would it be, Will?
Oh, Will, who inspires you?
A little kin.
Hang in there, buddy.
It's the peanut butter jelly banana.
Sure.
Wait, yeah.
We're in space, going to the bell.
Wait, there you go.
I don't want peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I'm going to kill you with a baseball bat. All right, so is there anything else you guys would like to do on the roots?
Break it down and freeze.
All right, I guess I'll break it down and freeze. Ship falls apart.
Well, game over.
Oh, no, Creek's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
That was fun, guys.
Space. I'm stranded.
Space. I'm in space.
Space. You also no longer have the minus 10 from being in Earth's gravity. Well,
yeah.
Like as you guys take off and get back into orbit, the gravity just goes away as the acceleration stops. You're like, oh, it's a literal weight off you.
Groovy. I feel like there was something important. Nope, I got nothing. Secret Jovian base in the belt. Oh, there's a Jovian base I was looking for.
Yep.
Nah, I got nothing. I mean, other than just fixing myself up my stress.
Yeah, I mean, that happens, like,
Amy takes care of his bonsai plant.
That helps you get rid of your stress.
Get art.
Oh, no, art.
Make an art bonsai check.
Art
see,
bonsai.
See how well you do.
You failed.
Let's fail. It's 64.
64. At one point, you're about to like clip a little bit off, and all of a sudden,
space turbulence.
Yeah, Teak like shifts the ship a little bit, and it shakes, and you end up like snipping off a branch.
No. My apologies for the slight inconvenience that some of you may have suffered from that bit of space turbulence.
How long are we in this ship for?
4 weeks.
Amy just holds up the branch.
Space travel slow.
I'm gonna check out. Without consent.
There's more.
I'm checking out the system to see if I can fix anything. I can make it improve.
Okay. So roll your hardware. This would be
aerospace.
Yeah.
All right. Simple.
I got 2 out of 40.
2 out of 40. You managed to tweak the main drive a little bit to get a little more output. It's kind of hard to do while the ship's under power. It's like fixing a car engine while driving the car. But you tweak the life support systems a little bit to make them a little more efficient. It helps get that musty gorilla smell out of the air. Nothing major though.
Does Teak realize?
Of course I realize.
Yeah, Teak realizes. Frankie just didn't ask for permission. He still did it.
I mean, I gave him permission to always upgrade my... If he sees anything that may need some help, I gave him permission a long time ago.
So your things got a little notification. Engine performance is up 0.46%. And the life support systems have also been... performance is up 3.2%.
Congratulations, you can all breathe normally now.
You can all breathe 3.2% more oxygen. But no more.
Amy, I said no more.
Please ask that you skip every other breath.
And he has, still has a little frowny face next to his,
There it is! Oh. Waiting for it. You're last.
For those of you listening in, Chris just came in and waved at all of us and then gave Eric the finger.
Yep. He went last. It's important to know. The middle finger.
Yeah, not just any finger.
Just the ring finger.
The middle one.
Now there's two middle fingers.
Oh, now there's three. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are both in the middle. So.
Oh,
that's true. They're heading to Damien Station right now.
Oh, good.
I told Chris what's there. He knows.
I thought Chris helped design it.
He did.
I fucked you guys over a couple times.
Chris helped me make it worse.
Ah.
I went to Chris, I'm like, would Damien be this much of an asshole? And Chris was like, no, he'd be worse.
No.
And I was like, okay,
that's
thanks.
Fair.
He did try to blow us up in a helicopter.
Significantly worse.
No, yes, yeah. Yes he did. Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
To look forward to.
Yep.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, probably
lucky. Yeah.
Or worse.
I'm just a child.
I'm just gonna be sold into slavery.
I'm just a
child. So since we are on Crete for
Teak,
excuse me.
Yes.
Since we are on Teak for 4 weeks.
Yes.
I have 7 res. Can I train up my
sure. Yeah,
but he
wants to spend res points.
Well, I don't remember how to do that.
You spend res points. Of course, it's on the GM screen.
Yeah, I forget what the conversion rate
is. I think it's
for skills, it's 1-to-1.
I think it's 1-to-1 until you get to 80.
Yeah, no, it's 60.
60. Let me double check.
And your skills all cap at 80, at least at
in second, they do. It's a start, and then you can raise them.
Yeah.
Res points. There we go.
So where are we?
Spray.
My spray weapons will be 37. I shall go with 35.
Just awarding them.
Kit.
Keep it simple.
Alright. So here we go. Skills are 1 point up to 60, yeah, and then 2 points from 61 to 99. You can spend them on rep, you can spend them on credits, you can spend 5 to buy another size slice, or 5 all to get you a specialization.
I want to finish putting more points into my art dance.
You can if you want to.
Can I...
Chris, is Damien Station something we can dance through?
He's in his
hand. Yeah. Like, everybody dance! I'll say this.
I think you should probably try to.
I'll say this. It's not something you can't dance for. Uh-huh.
There's an anti-dance field right here.
Was Aqua Teen Hunger Force, right? The ending thing was just dancing is forbidden.
What do you want to do, Mike?
I would like to teach the Amy and I know sign language.
All right.
I want to teach the rest of the group some basic signs so then if we are in during the mission, instead of having to say it or communicate, we can communicate without...
Okay.
Because not a lot of people know sign language.
Yeah. Make a...
I just want to teach them any basic sign language.
How about this? You make a savvy times 3 roll.
Okay.
To see how well...
my favorite.
Yeah.
I printed 44 out of 45.
Damn.
Okay. Roll 1d10.
We're all now fluent inside.
Just basics. 5.
5. All right. So now everyone can take 5 points in language... Sign language.
Wow.
So you're not fluent, but you guys learn enough to for some basic,
so
basic
I,
stuff.
So do I go up to...
No, you already know this.
Since I'm a hyperlinguist, I have hyperlinguist, does that mean I can get at least 10 points?
I have to double check.
So my base is 5?
It says I learned something better if I'm surrounded by it, and I learned it faster than normal people.
Sure, so you take 10 points.
Yeah. It would start off, language starts off base as cog, so whatever your cog is.
Okay, so then whatever your cog is, that's what you now have sign language at. You don't get the 5 points.
Right.
So you get your cog plus 10 then.
Okay.
So So just whatever your cog is, you now have that many points in sign language.
And it's affected by the morph bonus of the int, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it would help me during the missions because, you know, maybe...
I mean, we could always text each other, but if the mesh is down again, then we could definitely...
Or they can also hack the mesh and we also read our... So that'd be easier if we do sign language.
Because no one's going to hack us. I'm a genius.
I'm just saying. They don't know what's going to happen.
That's true.
We could always... No,
I'm not knocking it. I think it's a great idea. Well, I'm for it.
Pro sign language.
How do you feel about Philly toothpicks?
I'm for
them. All right. Anything else anyone willing to do?
Jerk.
So, you can do things, too, because most of piloting in space is pointing in the direction and hitting the gas for a bit and then just coasting for a moment.
And you're just waiting for making sure I don't hit any rocks.
Right. You could be creeped again and walk around if you want to do stuff.
What about the long-range scanners or something like that, maybe? Or do research on that area, that those coordinates that we have, or...
You could try to do research on the general area.
So the basic research?
Yeah, just make a research check.
I like mine, that was just alpha.
Unless you want to use your networking to, like, use your rep network to try to get something different. So research is like a Google search. Is
that? Yeah, I'm gonna do that first and see how that works. And then.
Okay.
I like the only significant thing Amy did in this 4 weeks was fuck up his bonsai tree.
What else to do? Like, what else should I do?
You could spend your res points.
I'm only 5. I don't want to waste them yet.
I tried fixing your buns.
24 out of 25.
So you do some research. There's nothing... The area you go into is on the outer edge of the ring. Not the ring. The belts. So, like, on the Jovian edge of it, essentially. But you don't find any records of any stations out here, nothing about any mining, or doesn't seem like...
I mean, like, you know, like, maybe, like, ships disappearing, like, you know, any wives' tales, or...
No,
you know.
Just... Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. Yeah. And not even like a conspicuous nothing. It's just
space nothing.
Yeah, the belt is huge.
Yeah.
So it's not unlike if you pick any random spot and just outside a major station and just see what's there, like it's gonna be nothing. So yeah.
What were autonomists again?
They're more outer system people. They're definitely autonomous in the belts. They're like anti-hypercorp, essentially.
Yeah, that's like the highest networking I have.
Yeah, you can roll networking autonomous if you want to see if anyone.
It has resistance and how many points you get.
So, how many do you have?
8.
So you can spend skills if you want to increase them.
Yeah.
It's 1 point per skill point up to 60.
Okay.
And from 61 to 99, it's 2 points per skill.
Yeah.
You could get rep if you want, or credits.
Yeah.
But I think you have plenty of credits.
Yeah.
There's also, you can get a specialization, which gives you plus 10 to your roll when you're using the specialization.
Plus 10.
Bump up my infiltration by 5.
Yeah, you can do that too. There's also... You can increase... I don't think you can increase your base.
Eric, yes. You've been here since the beginning. How many rest points do you have?
I have 8.
No, okay, so...
I don't know, aptitudes are 10.
I thought I may have forgotten to add stuff, so I was like, wait a minute. Dad.
I only have...
No,
it's
only been
5.
2 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've only been 1 game.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Can Tail go talk to you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, well, for 1 second.
I got 38 out of 40.
Okay, with autonomous?
Yes.
No one's really. I'm trying to see. Let me just double check the other red networks. All the useful information is not on the GM screen.
Also,
why I'm
gonna be watching some more Barney.
Okay.
Educational.
So the autonomous. There's no like they do. There's no records of ships really coming and going from there. Like it's just normal space as far as I know.
Baby Bob.
All right. Well, can I try with Guanji?
Sure.
I don't have a lot of criminal rep, but
See what I can do.
Let's go one by one. Hurrah.
35 out of 30. So no.
No.
What about stopping off somewhere to buy long-range scanners so I can kind of scan that area when we get close enough to
How many credits do you have?
I don't know.
Then no.
How much would that cost?
In probably like 100, 150,000.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have nowhere near that. Yeah. What about going to, like, a space junkyard and finding one on a trash ship? Or, like, a Bermuda Triangle-esque area?
There's no space Bermuda Triangle.
The answer, James, was, wow, that's exactly how many I have.
It's not that.
I mean,
find one.
There is that time we knocked over that bank. So yeah, I do have, and we got all those gold bars.
Right.
Yeah.
But banks don't really exist anymore.
No, it was more of like a storage bank.
Oh, okay.
But it had enough information that we sold.
Right. Right.
And it had gold bars.
I think you're thinking of red markets.
Yeah, it was a bank of computers.
Yes. We do have a fabric, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's a small. It's a cornucopia machine.
Okay.
I mean, you're not. I don't think you'd be able to fab like long range sensors on this.
Because we do have like a month. We could fab. I mean, that would probably be a Franklin thing.
Yeah, no, it would. It's beyond what you need like an industrial fabric for that.
Okay.
And you have
fabric and hardware industrial
and just put it together.
No,
I have hardware industrial.
What are you doing?
No, I mean if you wanted to install it with that, you could. But like this fabric is not equipped to make intricate.
Yeah.
Electronics like that.
I know. I'm
trying
to think of a way that we can kind of scan the area before you just fly in there blindly, because that's what we're doing, is flying in there blindly.
If one of you wants to make a scavenge check, you could try to cannibalize parts or things you have lying around to make a probe you can launch.
Ah.
I'd let you do that.
Well, we do
scrap
have...
Yeah, sorry.
We have a lot of scrap from the ship that we took down that
you
said that we have enough for two repairs.
Right.
Can we just use that scrap instead?
Sure, yeah. So if you use... I'll say it's going to use that all up.
That's fine.
Sorry. So if one of you wants to make a hardware aerospace check to put that all together, either...
I have hardware aerospace.
I'm not good at that.
Either Teak or Creed, either Creed or you could both do it, and one of you can help the other. Unless you don't have hardware.
Doesn't have hardware aerospace. Can't even take care of yourself. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Alright, so you don't get a help bonus from him, because he's not helping you.
No, I only got hardware electronics.
That will help too. So you can get a plus 10 from that.
Oh, well, I still... 35 out of... what's so aerospace? Yeah, a 50.
Okay. So it's nothing fancy. But you have a little sensor probe that you can launch ahead of you, and it'll get there. It depends when you want to launch it.
It's a little crazy.
All right, so I'm going to boost really fast, and we'll launch it while I'm boosting so it gets boosted faster.
That makes no sense.
That makes perfect sense in space.
I know physics.
He shot Bender out of the ship in that one episode.
And they can never catch up with him.
Okay, yeah, so you've got a little sensor probe. One time use. But
Newton's first law, an object in motion remains in motion. And in space, that's entirely true, because nothing will interact with it.
No, it's not entirely true.
Well,
solar waves and particles.
I have a feeling that he's been watching it with you.
Oh, Amy?
Yeah. So, like, at random times during the day, you'll just hear us singing, like, children's songs.
Yeah. It's an old Earth artifact. Alright, so you've got your probe.
Family is people and a family is love.
Anything
that's
else?
A family.
Taylor wants to talk to you.
Okay, yeah.
You, where are you right now? I'm asking that character.
There's basically one room on the ship. So.
And you're the cargo for Firefly? The cargo hold? That's the ship. So she's probably in her.
Although in zero G, you could probably like strap yourself like people, some on the floor, some on the ceiling.
So she's probably like in her little webbing, strapped down to one of the struts of the ship.
Teo's gonna come bother you.
Does Amy let Franklin cuddle with him when they're watching TV?
Sure. It's adorable.
Teo comes down, sits by where you are. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I'm just going over some of the footage I've got so far. So splicing it can take kind of a long time, and it's a lucky thing I'm on hiatus right now.
So I'm I'm not taking up your time, I guess.
Oh, no, I could use a break. I've been at it for a while.
Hmm. Yeah, I just had a question. So you said you did this kind of adventure show, right?
Yeah.
You got anything on you that I could watch?
Oh, yeah, I have my entire backlog.
Give me your favorite.
That would probably be cloud diving in the Venusian atmosphere.
Ooh. Very, very fancy.
Yeah, I went all the way. I was in a flyer morph, but I decided to go for crush depth. And then had a Farcaster switch, so.
Oh.
Beat myself out at the last second.
How fucking rich is your character?
Not very rich right now.
She was until she...
You had to buy a 30,000 credit morph with an emergency... Damn. That's an expensive shoot.
Well, yeah. That's... I guess you make money off the internet. You get that kind of money.
Well, that's... I wanted the authentic experience, so I...
Being crushed and being simultaneously cooked in the Venusian atmosphere.
Yes.
So if you want to know what that feels like...
Well, it's supposed to be a thrill, you know, like...
Man, you're the Steve-O of this era.
Yeah, basically. Except instead of, like, having somebody strap a fart mask...
I mean, we could do that.
Like if Steve-O was scuba diving on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, in the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so
if Steve-O was... He did put a hook in his mouth and jump into sharks, so...
Yeah, I get that. I do not have very much cred right now, but that does not mean that I did not have a lot of cred.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like that was probably like my big season-ending stunt, and I broke the bank on it. And I'm deciding to kill two birds with one stone by signing up for this little adventure in order to make more money and also come up with new material. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you get that video, Teo. It starts out. It's a real fucking rush.
Now, is this... am I just watching you, or is this one of the ones where I feel like I'm you?
It's XP, so you feel like you are me. I will give you like the time marker where you should pull out if you don't want to get like, you know, fried in the atmosphere and crushed to death.
Yeah.
Do you pull out at that time marker?
As close to it as I can.
Okay. So you don't have to make a stress test.
Right.
So as you feel yourself diving through the atmosphere, the Venusian winds are whipping against you. As you get further down, it just starts getting hotter and hotter, and you start to feel the pressure building on you, but it's still such a rush as you're getting pulled down. Just starts to get painful, you pull out.
Whew. Holy shit. That's you did that.
Yeah, it was a rush.
Yeah, Venus is atmosphere heavier than Earth's. It's also the hottest place in the solar system. It's like 500 degrees on the surface.
Even higher than Mercury?
Yes.
But Mercury's closer to the sun.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Venus is a hellscape.
Stop beating up my preconceptions.
It's just a fire planet.
It snows metal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, on the surface of Venus, the air pressure is so high that everything looks distorted, like convex. It's
damn.
It's really, really freaky. But anyway.
Also, the air is made of acid.
Yeah, nice. that too.
Yeah,
imagination world's favorite.
Yeah,
it's drink everything.
It's imagination world's favorite planet.
Can you give me a cup of Venus?
Oh, nothing like a fresh cup. I love the smell of Venus in the morning.
Sorry, my phone fell near you.
Alright, anything else? Otherwise, we will cut to the end of the journey.
Tao has a...
We'll cut respect close for, to the end of the journey so I can send
like
my
a
throat.
Few hours out, yeah.
Tao has a respect for the badass things this chick does.
Alright. I mean, you could probably also download... I mean, you know the name of the show. You could just click download the episodes. Although, I assume they're behind a paywall.
I'll give Tao the code. I did shoot her.
Almost murder.
So, yeah.
Decent trade-off.
Here's how I picture it when we're a few hours out and I got to launch the probe. I go, all right, everybody, go to that side of the ship.
Baby Bob.
And I just open up
BJ.
Open up the ship and I just throw it.
It has a cool engine.
And then I close the door.
Baby Bob is the probe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you launch baby Bop.
I just open the door and just... And then I close the door. I don't know a few hours about what we're going into.
Jake rolled his eyes. He was like, okay.
I did.
So like I said, baby Bop's not fancy. So it's basically just a sensor sweep that flies by the asteroid and then just keeps going. So a few hours later, you get some data back.
The only reason why I react that way is because my sister had a baby costume, so it's just like she was upset.
She liked green.
Yeah. You could probably paint it a green too.
Yeah.
All right. So the data you get back, it's
paint. Oh, the fabric can make paint, but it can't make articulate parts. Fuck you.
We stuck a little bow on it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
All right, so the data you get back shows a smallish asteroid, less than a kilometer across. Mm-hmm. It's got a gentle spin to it. For the most part, it just looks like a regular asteroid. But the only sign that there's anything here is that the probe does show there's an airlock embedded on the stone. Not a ship size, just like person-sized airlock. So your options would either be to make a piloting check to get the ship so you can, like, have a tube extend and dock with the station, or you guys would have to EVA over, put on back suits and jump.
What's everyone's free fall like?
Not good.
All right, I got some pilot.
40. I got a 40.
I got a 30.
The other option would be one person with good free fall to jump across with a rope.
Yeah,
the rest of you can just pull.
Amy has 35, I have 40.
Oh, so my climbing is even worse.
Well, you wouldn't have to roll for that. It's just pulling yourself on a rope.
Yeah, my climbing is worse than mine.
So those are your options.
Will's climbing is good.
Yeah, Amy's.
No, Will.
Will's.
I don't think Will's climbing.
Climbing is good.
What did you do if you turned around and you just saw Will, like, doing one of those things in the hallway lot?
Oh, wow.
Like,
what's wrong?
Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
Just fingering, just the fingertips.
You guys haven't been watching Ninja Warrior, but I'm a champion.
He's right, I haven't been watching Ninja Warrior.
I like the Japanese Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, well, I'm an American Ninja Warrior, and I won. I got the trophy and everything.
Like Sasuke.
I was always a Nobunaga fan. All right.
Like a Bura.
So,
I gotta. The codes
are not gonna
know.
We can always ask Damien if he has the access codes.
Well, it's not gonna help you dock.
No.
But
it will help us, like, gain access to the.
So have you been checking on Damien, or have you just?
Yeah,
been
I've been checking on him every once in a while.
So a week or so in is when he finally started to crack a little.
Okay.
It seems that Teak Crete was right about putting him in paradise. Mm-hmm. He is not enjoying it.
What kind of reaction is he?
He's not, like, insane.
Constant
because it's
screaming.
Not that kind of horribleness.
Yeah.
But he's nervous and pacing and just, like, yelling at the sky every once in a while at you.
Could you have had Barney also playing for him to learn valuable life lessons?
Sure.
Yeah, after a while, you start to pipe in Barney, and it just gets worse. You notice he's now trying to dig himself a burrow underground to hide from everything. What are you doing?
The dirt is made out of chocolate.
Yeah, so that's where he is now. He has literally burrowed himself underground.
Baby mountain shark.
So he's in like a hole?
Yes.
So yeah, I guess, Teo, do you want to go ask him if he has the access codes?
All right.
I think we probably should just send the child in.
Okay.
We've been watching Barney. Well, that's not sure. The child, my apologies. We should send Frankie in.
That's an idea.
Because he doesn't respond. He responds too good to violence. But if a child comes up and starts asking him sweetly,
Mister, can you get the code?
To talk to the guy? I'm not good at talking.
Well, can someone talk through you? But
no.
I mean, you could just give someone a child.
Yeah, I'll give Teo an adorable little girl avatar.
I hate every bit of it.
So it's like what was her name? The child actress from like the 40s.
Thanks, I hate it.
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, yeah. Yeah, you're Shirley Temple now. With like the bobbin curls, and the little frilly dress and a
and
big,
you go dancing
long
over. Yeah. Oh,
also, the patent leather shoes,
tap shoes.
Yeah. All right. So you.
How did I get picked for this again?
Are you good at talking nicely?
No.
Who is good at talking nicely?
You.
No, I'm terrible. I have.
And I know you.
You.
Not you. Why you? You.
Not you.
Why you?
I'm terrible at talking to people in real life.
I can talk nicely. I'll go.
Okay. I think we learned in our first mission together with Davey that none of us was good at talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Persuasion's at
15,
by the way. Just so you know.
80s.
All right, so you load yourself into Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
You go skip it. You know, so the symbol space comes up. There's birds chirping. Warm sunlight gently filters through the trees. There's a background soundtrack of delightful music playing. Lightly, not loudly, just a little bit in the background. You see the birds flying around. You look over, there's a doe drinking from
a
the
deer?
Stream. Yeah,
a female deer.
Who's just drinking from the stream and looks up at you and doesn't run away. Bunny scampers across the path. It's so nice.
This is time for free massages for pigs.
you go skipping down the path to the picnic area, and a little ways off from that in the trees, you see a mound of dirt where Damien has dug himself into the ground.
I would say it doesn't actually work for him trying to dig himself into the ground because he's still going to be like...
He can still hear part.
Yeah.
Just a little mole.
Hey, you found my burrow!
What, are they roommates?
I didn't say it was a good solution. That's what he did.
All right, I know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like it shouldn't have had any real effect. It's like, oh, my God, the water is breathable.
He found the rabbit who was Batman, I played as I once.
Mr. Damien! Mr. Damien, where are you?
You see him come scampering out of the hole. He's just filthy, covered in dirt. As soon as he stands up, like squirrels scamper over with little sponges and just wash it clean. God damn it! No, I want. Oh, what do you want?
Golly, Mr. Damien, I'm ever so sorry if you're not having a good time in my simul space.
Oh, you did this, you little shit!
Now, now, Mr. Damien. Language.
Oh, yeah, no, he says, you little beep!
it's like, what do you call it? The good place.
holy little fork. Shirts.
Holy shit, holy fork.
Instead of waving it, like, it converts into yeah. something, yeah. You little gee jolly whiz. What?
Oh, I hate that. What do you want?
Well, I was hoping that since you've been having such a good time in my simul space, and since we've been so nice, ever so nice to you, we're coming up on your secret station out in the belt, and I was wondering if you would be able to tell me some of your access codes, please.
If I tell you, will you finally kill me?
If that's what you really want, Mr. Damien.
Yes. Unfortunately, I don't know them.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, you have fun in your burrow.
No, please, I told you the truth. Don't leave me here.
And I run out. Yeah.
When you look at the screen when you come back, he's like screaming and shaking his fists at the sky, and then he's screaming in the dirt.
There are animals dancing in a circle around him.
He's screaming, and two flowers pop up next to him and scream.
We shouted! Yay!
Like, put the ground flower come out.
It's a loud party!
Fuck you!
So he's having fun.
I have the promorphic fork just walking in. What about me?
Alright, so yeah, he's just a beta fork. He doesn't have the code.
I forget about this type of simul space.
We should definitely inform, Gavin, once we return the actual copy, ego of Damien.
Does that make it work?
that the attic should definitely be a beautiful place.
It's part of it.
Yeah. So I guess I'm piloting.
All right. So make a pilot spacecraft job.
I shall do that! With a 44 out of 80.
Yeah. Definitely.
You're like, this time I'm going to bring my gun.
Yeah.
All right.
I shall do that!
I crashed into the meteor, now what?
So you...
Asteroid, my bad.
Hmm?
Just to let you guys know, I have a super thermite charge if we ever do need it.
Okay. We may need it. He does not have the access code.
So,
well, I mean, I'm the computer guy. Can you check, hack, you know, baby?
What's Scrapper's gel?
Scrapper's gel is, it's like thermite. It's more of an acid. It does less damage, but it's a little more controllable.
Yeah, I have four of that.
Groovy.
Yeah.
So if I mess up with the computering, you can do the more brute force in so that it sucks out all the air in there.
Well, no. So you guys all strap in as Teak matches speed with the rotation of the asteroid, and once you're matched up, you extend a soft little bridge that clamps onto the airlock and seals. So there's atmosphere between the two.
You know what? We can get to if we can somehow find the systems like the habitat system. I can probably fuck that up.
Yeah. Well, let's first find out what we're walking into, because I have a feeling none of it is going to be pleasant.
Right. I mean, you know, I did, you know, pay some bucks. I do, you know, work with habitat systems, and fixing them. And, you know, if I can fix them, I can easily not fix them.
Yeah.
That makes perfect amount of sense.
All right, so how are you guys going over? You're docked with the asteroid.
I guess I'll walk over. I'll head over first and try to hack into the door or find a code or something like that.
All right, so you go over. It's just an airlock.
Okay.
There is a pad. You can try to enter a code or hack it.
I'm going to try and hack it.
All right.
I'm going to hack it.
Poke, rack it, slack it.
Make an InfoSec check.
InfoSec? What's that?
Maybe he's
a hacker. 73 out of 80.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh. Iron looks like it's not effective.
Okay.
You hack it open.
Boop, boop, boop. Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop. Alright, it's open.
I thought you were going to print it like...
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, so the door... The airlock... Oh, so it's an airlock. There's a second door in front of you. That one is also locked.
Is there a keypad?
Yeah,
you can hack it.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, crack and slacking.
72 out of 80.
God.
Okay. Yeah, you hack that one too.
There's another door.
It's gonna cycle the airlock, so it's gonna close the other door behind you.
No, I gotta wait till everyone's in first. Yeah.
All right. So is everyone going in?
I'm gonna pop my smart vac suit so in case he decides to fill the air with poison or vent the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'll put my vac suit.
Just be ready for something, because if he gave us the coordinates that simply. There's probably
this is probably just like the decoy asteroid. This probably isn't even the real one.
There's just a bomb.
Yeah, we just open the real door and all of a sudden it's just like, fuck you guys! Boom!
Okay.
I mean, I'm armed. I got my gun out and everything. Just, you know, like, if everyone's ready.
I'm assuming Amy's ready. So, you hit the button. The airlock door behind you closes. There's a brief moment where it pressurizes with the interior. And then the door in front of you slides open. Is everyone? You're not vaccinated because you're a robot.
Yeah.
And Eric?
I don't think I have a vaccine. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure I don't.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I think we did not last time. I think he has.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I
talked. I remember you saying something about possibly getting some.
Maybe he has a vaccine.
All right. Teo, you feel the air inside is a little bit colder.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went the whole episode cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Why
is everything has to be goddamn cold?
Because it's space.
That's what we're saying.
So, it opens into a dimly lit hallway. There's no gravity here. Everything's in micrograv. You see down the end of the hall, it's maybe 100 feet. There's like a little emergency lights at the far end of the hall, and you see there's a little, there's a door there. You can see the hallway that this opens up into is about 15 feet, no, probably 20 feet wide. And you could barely make out there's two doors on each side. So it's just a straight hall, door at the far end, and then two doors on each side.
Is there a surveillance system or anything? Or...
You don't know.
No, can I look for it?
So, like, this is...
make a perception check. There's no mesh.
This is, like, Damien's place, right?
Supposedly.
Take my dice.
Minus 20 on your perception.
No, 17 out of whatever my perception is. 55, so minus 20 would be 35, so 17 out of 35.
You notice just barely a little glint in some of the corners of tiny, like, micro camera lenses.
There's no, like, kiosks or anything or things I can access.
Just straight stone hallway.
Hmm. The lack of technology is making me slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I feel like this is, I don't know.
A terrible idea?
Yeah.
I stick a sensor out of my mouth so it looks kind of like a tongue. This tastes like it could be a trap.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Out of character, should we wait for our combat person to move any further or?
Talk to you.
I feel we should.
Okay.
Well, now that I'm done eating chips, what's happening?
We just entered his place.
Okay.
Yeah, you entered Damien's hideout. All right, I'll hit pause. All right, we're back. Now that you
wait, we left?
Nope.
Only Will. Play's back.
I'm back.
Wait, I feel like there's more people at the table than there was before. Where's there less?
Oh, that's just Reginald. Don't worry about it. Oh,
okay.
Nope, I play Jurassic Alive every day.
So, doors open, dark hallway, one emergency light at the far end, what did I say, like 100 feet.
Yeah. Friends, I'm not sure how we feel about this, but this feels like this could be an ambush.
Yeah.
This definitely feels like it could be an ambush.
Definitely. I feel pretty great about that.
Definitely
ambush, Rita.
I feel, thanks, Rainman.
I took the Animaniacs version.
Yeah, yeah. I feel it might be best if our muscle were to take the lead and our heavy hitters take the, like, one takes the lead, we follow behind, and one takes behind, so in case things come behind.
I pull my gun out and take the lead. Step forward.
Well, no, zero G, so you float forward.
No.
Okay.
So I have floating sickness. I get sick when I float.
I don't think Synth Morch can take that.
You know, floating forward instead of walking is slightly less intimidating.
You have a gun.
You can make it look like you're walking.
Yeah, you're still like a big badass lady.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing it's going to do is...
I mean, just imagine a huge, muscular woman with a gun snarling and flying at you.
Yeah, but like if she's levitating instead of like taking a demanding walk... I'd still be intimidated, obviously.
That gives me a question about guns.
Okay.
So, if there's zero G, if we fire the gun, wouldn't it technically cause us to...
Yeah.
Unless it's a railgun.
Yeah, railguns are frictionless.
Okay.
I don't... some of you have railguns.
Yeah. But Amy,
he has a rail gun.
Mine are
rail.
Amy does.
Yeah.
So, before you fire your gun, brace against something.
Yeah.
I just have to go scampering over to a wall before I shoot.
Yes.
Or you'll just start tumbling.
Yeah, you'll fly backwards.
You'll get one shot off, and then you'll start somersaulting.
I'm sorry I pointed that out to those of us that are using kinetic weapons.
Or you know what you could do?
I did it to myself.
Just fire it from your center of mass. That way you'll just fly backwards in a line.
That works too.
Or fire both my guns, but one of them high and one of them low.
No, one of them forward, one of them back.
Oh, yeah.
But that'll probably just make you spin in place.
You would have to be perfectly positioned.
You'd have to go sideways like this.
Exactly at the same
time. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, what's the rule?
So there's a room. It's a hallway in front of you. It's about 20 feet wide, maybe 10 feet tall, and it goes down for 100 feet. You see there's a little emergency light at the far end above a door. And there's two doors on each side of the hallway.
And there's no mesh, and there's no things to connect.
There's no mesh, and there's nothing. It's just a stone hall carved into the rock.
I have electric sense. And I have a T-ray emitter. Can I, like, do I see, can I use...
Make a perception check.
Yeah, does anyone have, like, enhanced vision to see through walls or X-ray vision, T-ray
vision? Enhanced vision doesn't let you see through walls.
I know, I'm saying, but enhanced vision would help.
T-rays would, X-rays, I don't think would, because there's a lot of stone here, so you can't
see. I have enhanced vision, but you said that would help.
Enhanced vision lets you see thermographic, like predator vision.
Mm-hmm. I don't get a bonus, right?
Do you have enhanced vision?
Yeah, I do.
Then, yeah, it's plus 20 to whatever you got.
My perception. Ooh, nice. Then I got a... I passed them.
Okay.
I got direction sense.
Electrical sense lets you sense electric currents and everything, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, there's electricity. You see, or you feel, however it works, powers flowing through the walls. Not a lot. You don't get very much of your T-ray. It has a short range, something like 5 or 6 feet. Yeah. So just standing in the doorway, your T-ray doesn't get anything.
From electric currents, how far does that go?
You see, your perception wouldn't go too far with that. But you could see, there's obviously electricity running through the airlock. There's wire and electricity in each of the rooms, and stretching down towards the end of the hall. It seems that there's more power behind the door at the end of the hall.
Okay, because that's what I'm trying to set, like, traps. Maybe, like, you know, like, maybe there's something like electric.
An automated turret or some shit like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
What are you looking at my cup for?
So, listen, I sense... some electricity coming from the, you know, all the way that the door. But I don't really sense that anything else really.
Does it look like it might be powering something dangerous to us?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's advance forward.
I would have to get closer to, you know.
All right, well, then let's advance forward. Slowly and cautiously.
Amy takes out his...
You're taking up the rear, Amy, in case something comes up from behind.
All right, but I'm taking out my rail auto rifle.
Okay. So how far down the hall are you going, Eric? Or Teo, because you're in the lead.
How far do I want to go?
I think we should
be going down the hallway. So going down the hall, I'm also looking back, like, with my T-ray, look, you know, both sides and see.
It's a little too wide for you to see through. You'd have to go to one side or the other.
Right. Yeah.
And look, it's a little, if you just go in the center, it's too wide for you.
All right, so,
go to the side, like,
instead of advance, like, maybe 4 feet and then have him look back and forth and advance another 4 feet.
Yeah, I think we should at least stop at the doors. I'll cover Frankie.
Right.
While he T-rays inside the door.
Alright.
You cover the forward, you cover backward,
so,
you cover the
other
door.
Give me an index card real quick.
Okay.
No! Alright, so...
I'm crunchy, guys.
I told you we got two behemoths. And that's why they're in the front and back, to take all the blows.
We're the bread to your sandwich.
Yeah,
I don't got much blood in me.
Your blood sandwich.
Like birds.
Yeah. Alright, so, I'll just look, quick math. The airlock's at the bottom, that's who just came through. There's the door at the far end, and then two doors on each side on exactly opposite each other. They're evenly spaced.
Therefore.
Alright, so I guess we'll go to one door, then the other.
Alright, which one do you go to?
That one first.
Alright.
So you go all the way across?
That's my bad.
Okay.
As
you get up, you see there is a 1 on the door.
Alright, so we're going to 1.
Alright, so you're T-raying through the door?
Yeah.
You don't see anything.
I don't see anything.
Should I open it?
Don't.
What?
Make another perception check.
Alright.
Plus 20 from your...
Yeah, 47 out of 65.
Okay, so you look through, you see... It's hard to make out, but it looks like clothes?
Oh. Might be a closet, guys. It looks like...
No, it's a big... It's not... It's bigger than a closet.
It's a walking closet.
And there's, like, maybe 2 or 3 sets of clothes. Oh.
Changing room with people.
One of them not with people in them.
Wow.
It looks like there's a shirt just kind of slowly tumbling in the microgravity. The rest seem to be. Is that Chris? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Chris.
What?
Oh, I didn't hear you leave.
Oh,
So I was.
We didn't know you left. The most sense of
yeah, someone just walked in. Okay,
it was me. Yeah.
Okay, I figured.
Hi, Gracie.
It's a clone.
Yeah, and it looks like maybe more are just kind of against the wall.
No, shut up. You didn't figure it out.
Church is finally here.
It's just a bunch of clothes.
I'm opening the door.
Okay. You open the door.
Wait, wait, the door first. I gotta wait for that door.
Yeah.
All right. You walk. Yeah. You open the door.
I will cover the door.
You see, there's another like little emergency light in here, and so there's a little bit of illumination. You see the clothes, the shirt spinning. The clothes are stuck to the walls. You can see by red goo. That's kind of
jello.
Stretched along the floors and walls in places.
Oh.
The four of you don't have olfactory senses, get the putrid sense of decay coming out of the door at you.
I'm in a back
they're back suited, wouldn't
they? Oh, yeah, so it's only Teo.
So it's just Teo.
Only Teo gets it. Who's looking in the room?
I catch a glimpse of what's in the room and I say...
So you make a sand check.
Yep.
You make a sand check. And Tail makes a sand check.
It's Will times three, right?
Yes.
Will, help me.
28.
Nope. 72 out of 45.
I did. 63 out of 75.
Okay. No. Crit fail or
regular? No, regular.
Alright, so if you fail, take one.
It's really high.
Okay.
And Brian, you're fine. Yeah, so there's this red goo is just kind of smeared in places along the wall, along the floor, the wall. I mean, you're in zero G, so floor and wall are kind of relative, but all the surfaces, there's no surface that didn't get this stuff smeared on it somehow.
Which door were they opening?
Oh, this is number one. First one.
First door?
Yep.
There's clothes and blood.
Yeah. Well, goo. So, blood. Yeah, most likely.
I'm wondering if there's a nanoswarm in there.
Yeah, but does this look like a slaughter, or does it look like...
Definitely doesn't look like a slaughter. It's not... Randy, you'd have to get closer and examine it.
We need to spend one like spec bots or something out there.
Yeah, spec bots might work.
Sure. All right. So you send out your spec and make a perception check. You don't get your enhanced vision. Yeah.
Specky.
Cool.
Oh, I still pass. Yeah, 26 out of 40.
Okay. So you send the spec in. It floats around. You find.
Oh, I gotta make a sand check.
Yeah. That's it.
I failed.
I just take one.
What was that?
Like 2 weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
Eat some
those up. Are the ones you couldn't open, but they're open.
Oh.
So you... Are you failed, or are you...
I passed my perception. I failed my...
Yeah, so one for the sand check.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Also from them.
You find... it looks like... bits and pieces of... stuff embedded in the goo. Do you have any? You don't have any medicine skills, do you?
Nope.
You recognize a cortical stack.
Oh.
In one of it, in a schmear somewhere.
Oh, he's stealing their insides and replacing them with.
Those are definitely
stuff.
Those are bodies.
You also find a key.
It's a key.
It's like, it looks like a mechanical key, like you've seen in XP vids.
A lot? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's long, and the key end is like, has six, like, blades almost coming off of it, with really intricate carvings into it. It's like a very complex key.
So you found Sora's keyblade. So
it's like 6 inches.
I know, but it's
mini Sora's keyblade.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a bunch of dead bodies.
That key looks might be useful.
Okay. Well,
I'm not. Like, can't take it out.
My spec can't get it.
Oh, I'll go get it.
All right. You get the key.
I get my spec.
Oops, sorry. All right.
I have a key.
You did a good bit.
I tried putting it in every hole.
Who's a good spec? Who's a good spec? You're a good spec.
Alright, I go across the street. Let's check out door number two.
Numero dos.
Remember, if I die, you're bold.
Spec?
You're just looking.
Alright, who opens the door?
Well, T-Ray. He's T-Ray first.
Oh, T-Ray, okay. Make reception check. Yeah,
56 out of 65.
Alright, you see, you could tell it's a case morph, because the T-Ray doesn't go through it. Kind of, floating against the the wall, just shaking and convulsing. You can hear, you can all sort of hear as you get closer now, screams coming through the door.
Oh god, this is a terrible room, guys. There's a morph in there that's just not having a good day at all.
Well, if it's screaming and convulsing, I don't think we should open the door. It might be something dangerous there. It might attack us.
It might be something. Maybe we could rescue this person.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And I guess if this person might be grateful that we rescued them, might help us give us information about this place.
Well, this one would want to die.
That's all you saw in there? One more shaking and convulsing.
Yeah, and screaming, and yes.
I'm just making sure
the screaming comes and goes. It seems like its voice, it's just bless you.
Bless you.
Like gibberish of increasing and decreasing volumes.
I'm assuming he's getting electrocuted.
You don't see any like wires going in with your electric.
I don't see.
There's like electricity in there, like the other room, but nothing going to.
I don't see anything going towards them.
So are we going in here or are we not?
I feel that God put work into a room that we should explore it, but I also feel for my character's safety. Made a very valid point.
Yeah.
That
I did.
If we save this person, they may help us.
Maybe. Yeah. I think you made that.
You definitely said that.
I did.
For more of these jokes, go to ragnarok.com and subscribe.
Well, we never make a joke ever. Not once.
We don't joke. We're serious all the time.
Serious.
We're
serious.
It's a joke.
This is
super serial, guys.
I would gladly go in there and bring that person out, but I don't have any kind of robotics knowledge.
I have robotics. I can all do it.
Okay.
I'm a medicine. Yeah, it was a case morph, but yeah, I have robotics. I got robotics.
All right.
I guess I will open the door.
All right, you open the door.
We'll cover you, Franklin.
Are you going in?
I'm going to look in there first, see what's in there before I just jump in.
All right, so you stick your head in.
Make sense.
Make a sand check.
Yep. I rolled a 97 again, twice in a fucking row. So I've taken my purple pencil.
I passed that time.
You passed, so you're fine, Frankie.
Mm-hmm. I just want to point out that we are all attacking it, just saying.
Yeah. I'll make that
treat.
I had to point it out.
Crete, you take 3.
I rolled a 3.
All right, you're fine.
Damn it.
I'm back at where I started.
Looks away.
Yeah, you can turn off the Tacman feed if you want.
It's okay, I got 20 out of 30.
Maybe after this, I'll see. I'll probably do it.
Look, see, mine.
No, actually, one for you. Sorry, I got 2 out of 30.
Well, mine's the same exact as yours, right?
So Kreets and Frankie, stick your heads in.
More than I am.
You see this case more, much like you just saw through the T-Ray. It's just sort of against the wall, spasming continuously, just screaming gibberish. Its limbs are going all over. Every once in a while, it like hits the wall and kind of pushes itself off a little bit.
Buddy. Hey,
James, what is your moxie? Your total moxie.
That's a good question. There, it is actually a really high number of 3.
All right, so make a moxie times 10 check. So roll 30 or under.
Oh, God, please. No, 46.
Okay.
God, damn it, anyway.
No, you can't spend moxie on a moxie check.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
If I could spend moxie.
You got a 36, it would be a 63, so.
Yeah, no, I got 46, it would be a 64. Either way, I'm fucked.
re-roll or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna re-roll, but
well, I'll say you can, but it's gonna lower it to 20.
Yeah, and that's
all right. So he doesn't respond to you, or it. You don't know he or she.
That doesn't look good.
Okay, well,
Can I look around the room, see if there's any visible threats?
No, it's the other room's empty.
Okay.
There's a light in the ceiling, just like the last room, and this case more.
All right, I'm gonna shoot the light.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm not really gonna shoot the light.
Oh, okay.
But if we were playing, like, you know, Hitman or something, I would shoot the light.
So we're just leaving this guy like this, right?
No. I feel we should help him.
Franklin's gonna see what he can see about the morph, yeah. I guess.
Yes. So if you want to make a hardware robotics check.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is there anything I could do, like, with InfoSec or anything, maybe to help protect Frankie from any possible invasions or any...
Not really.
Viruses? Or, right.
Yeah, there's no mesh, so...
Yeah,
okay, here we go. What's my robot? Oh, wait. That's a fail right there. I'm going to moxie the flip, so it's a 6 instead of 60.
Okay. It's a little hard to get close to him. He's not, like, attacking you,
yeah,
but he's just kind of flailing. And so if you get close, you're in danger of getting smacked by him.
Yeah, yeah.
You look it over as best you can. You don't see any, you don't see any physical damage to the body. The joints are starting to wear, which gives you the sense that it's been doing this for a while. What?
Seems like it's something in his head.
Yeah, it doesn't... It could be something, like a mechanical malfunction. It would be... You've never seen anything like this. It would be a hell of a malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Something's wrong internally.
Yeah. Like, there's no... You don't... There's no, like, bullet holes or anything. The only damage you can see is the joints, which you assume is from constant moving around and twitching.
Can I use my shock gloves and knock it out?
I guess so. It's, yeah, you can shock, said Morse. Yeah, he's not gonna resist, so you just grab him, and, let's just see if it knocked him out.
What game was it that we were playing? I was like, oh, I wanna hit him to knock him out, and then we had to constantly keep looking at the rules for knockouts.
Probably this one.
No.
Yeah, so he, you can't tell that he spasms,
yeah.
But then for a second, it stops, and it's just kind of now floating.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's definitely not any physical damage. It's more internal damage. Something wrong with it.
I see that.
Now that it's sedated, I guess?
It's unconscious.
Yeah.
It's one form of sedated.
So, do you think it might be
what
a fault?
What else can I do?
No, I'm not saying anything wrong.
I mean, definitely, from our perspective, it looks like he did the right move. Anything anyone can do to possibly investigate this? Or
can you hook up to it?
Can I?
Oh yeah, you have access checks.
All synths do, I think.
Yep.
So, can you just plug in?
Can I plug in and do a diagnostics?
Sure. All
right.
Yeah, you plug into him.
I have a feeling this is going to suck.
Yeah, it is. So you plug into him and make the worst mistake of your life.
Yep.
He's unconscious, so you don't get... it's not like you can communicate with him. You start running a diagnostic. And it takes a few minutes to run a diagnostic. It's a complicated machine on a synthmorph. Yeah. Body's fine.
Heavy character sheet.
Everything's good until it gets to... his character sheet. Until it gets to his cyber brain check.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you critical error. And so you try to reach up and pull the jack out of it. But instead, you shout, "Tomato!"
God damn it.
And you all watch as, Crete starts, spasming, and shouting gibberish. So you can write down that you have, you are infected with Rewire. So, don't write it down. Make a sand check.
I've been doing really well with that. This time I found it best. 19.
Okay. So.
Is that where you don't want to?
You lose 3.
I lose 3 what? Or I gain 3.
Oh. You take 3 stress. as you suddenly realize that your cyber brain has been rewired and you can no longer control where your inputs go.
Oh, that's good. Trauma threshold means if I get to that number,
no,
I get
you a, take that much at once. Okay. You take the trauma.
Can I think about like programming?
You don't know what's wrong.
James, you have the ST?
I do.
But they know.
Yeah, but he can't communicate with you.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it works like this. Anything you do, something else happens. Then you can't control yourself.
And this is a constant switch. So let's say if I go to move my right arm and I say banana, but if I try to say banana and I move my right arm, or every time I try to move my right arm, I say something different.
Yeah, you're just, right. Your brain is completely scrambled. You can't even think.
Ah, good. Good to know. How much stress before trauma then? What was that?
What's your trauma threshold? Your TT?
Yeah, I asked that. That's
so what I'm saying, what is it?
4.
So if you take 4 at once,
okay.
4 or more at once, you get a trauma.
It's a trauma. All right, because right now I'm at 7, and I believe that I've gotten all 7 of those from
different sources. Yeah, so you haven't taken a trauma yet.
Okay.
What the hell do we do about this?
Unplug it.
Yeah, no, he's still going. I mean, he got infected when he walked into the room. Plugging in just sped it up.
Oh.
So I guess shock me so I don't wear out my joints.
All right, I'll shock him.
All right, make another sand check, James. And you black out.
Nope.
No.
Wait, sand is... Will times right. Yeah. No, I didn't get it.
Okay.
I just shocked with my heel wear.
I'll lose 10.
So that's a trauma.
That's two traumas.
As you pass out. Actually, what's your con? Your SOM. Yeah.
15.
Make a SOM times 3 check to see if you actually pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make it or yeah, you pass out?
85 out of...
Okay. Yeah. So you pass out.
Wait. So, it's... All right, so this is... so whatever... this morph had it transferred to Crete here
to our friend slash ship.
Yeah,
thank you.
So it's synth. It's something really makes
it's something
synth.
Only can that synth can.
However, I don't think we should bring this to the ship because that's the only mode of escape.
Yeah.
And you know, Crete here is also the ship.
Yeah.
So. I think, you know, that's bad news, bringing it to the ship.
Well, you know what? Does Creed have a stack, cortical stack?
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, it says right here in my implants, cortical stack.
Yeah.
All right.
Or gorgeous stack.
Maybe we could try plugging that into the ego bridge, the simul space, and see if that... Because that's not hooked up to any of the ship systems. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can... I don't know. None of us...
There.
Yeah, diagnose and fix him.
Give it a try.
I don't have any psychosurgery though, so I don't know any psychosurgery.
I got some programming, and I program stuff, but that's about it.
I mean, I have a 20 in psychosurgery. It's probably nowhere near enough.
Yeah. So with your robotics, you can easily pop a stack out. It's pretty easy for psychosurgery. All right. So you guys watch.
You just push, yeah, you twist, both. And then hit the eject button.
I'll get both stacks.
Okay.
Because then we can also compare, and then we can...
Hmm? Okay. Yeah, so...
What's wrong on one is wrong on the other, so why don't we try it on... Like, we should at least make before trying Crete and fucking that up. Let's try it on this person.
See what happens.
Okay. Are you going back to the ship now? And what are you doing with Crete's morph? Because right now... So you pull both stacks out, and both morphs just kind of... You hear, like, the power down sound.
I'll grab Crete's morph.
Okay. Drag him. That's fine.
I just
no, carry him over my shoulder.
Well, zero gravity. So it's easier to just pull him or push him in front of you.
Wouldn't bring it onto the ship, kind of leave it in the airlock.
Okay. I just didn't want to leave it, like, completely leave it.
Because whatever that is, most likely airborne.
Alright, so you're going to the ship now? Or are you exploring the rest of this place?
I think if Franklin wants to go back and try his... I don't know. I say we press on.
Press on?
Yeah.
So am I taking them off or not?
And we'll fix this after we... Now with one person down, we're still going to go for Damien?
I mean, we're here.
Right. Oh, there was also a key in that room.
Oh, it's another key.
Right. Similar to the one about the same grooves are different.
Oh, I take the key from Creed had. Creed had the key.
Yeah,
key.
You take it off. That's fine.
Of them.
I'm sorry.
Do they like fit together in any kind of way, or are they just
not no? As you can see.
All right, so we just got two keys.
I'm getting on every single room.
Yeah, I think that's the way this is going.
And also, Creed was programming, hacking open the doors.
All right. So that was door number two. That's how you got in. Well, it's unlocked now, so you can get back to the
two doors and lost the door.
No, they're just open.
Oh. Okay.
They're not locked.
I'll T-ray and electric sense.
Which one are you going to?
I guess let's go to three.
Yeah. All right, so three is on the side with one.
Door number three.
All right.
Are we T-raying it?
Yeah, so make a perception check.
That's a fail.
No, you don't see anything on the other side.
I don't see nothing.
All right.
Three is the one next to one?
Yeah.
All
right. You opening the door?
Yep.
Was that a yes?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Amy's? All right.
You hit the button. Door slides open. You see this room seems to be a little bit larger. And it's just walls are lined with server banks. And they all seem to be in standby mode.
Okay.
And there's, in the center of the room, is a terminal that has been shut off.
Of course there is.
All right.
Anybody else see a trap?
Oh, there's got to be a trap.
It's definitely a trap.
Make a perception check.
Can I do now?
Plus 20 for enhanced vision, right?
Yep.
29 out of 55.
72 out of 70.
Welcome to my life.
You failed, Will?
No, 29 out of 50.
I passed.
Okay.
I passed as well.
Okay. So, you guys who passed, you look around. You don't see anything else. There is a key on the table next to the terminal. You see all that, Frankie, with your electrical sense?
Yeah.
All these terminals are drawing minimal power. They all seem to be in standby mode. Same with the terminal. It's like there's not a lot of power in here right now.
All right.
But you don't see any, like, guns about to drop out of the ceiling or anything like that.
Okay, I don't see any traps, you know. It's just stamped. There's not many much power coming out of it.
All right, I guess someone want to go in and get the key?
I'll go. All
right, just get the key. That's it.
All right.
Float in.
Float in.
Grab the key.
Yep. Float out. Close the door.
Yep. Nothing happens.
All righty.
All right.
Door number five.
We're skipping four?
Four.
So you go across the hall.
It's not good at math.
That's not really math, that's counting.
Gorillas don't usually have to count.
He likes to shoot stuff. He's killing it.
Frankie, are you T-ranging him?
Yeah.
Alright, so make that perception check.
Yes, I succeeded.
Okay. Make a... Will times three, Jack.
Oh, boy. I failed that one.
You failed that one. All right. Yeah. Use three, Sam.
What's my... Okay.
So, you look through the door, through the wall, and you see a half dozen bodies floating in the room. They look to be an even split of biomorphs and synthmorphs.
Oh man, guys, that's a death room right there. There's a whole total bunch of bodies, dead floating bodies in there.
Is there a key?
Probably. If you want, I can't see the key through the door.
And the bodies.
And the bodies. But I would, you know.
There's one turtle? Look what's going on with
it. All the other ones had keys.
Alright. Well, you gotta continue to press on, so why not?
You don't know what killed them.
Yeah, you can't tell from.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Okay, well, then you can go in there, buddy. I'm gonna hang out here.
We'll cover you, Amy.
Alright. Amy opens the door, but, like, does, like, the...
Open and step away.
Yeah.
Alright. So you open the door, step away. Teo, you smell death again.
Great.
Nothing comes out. All three of you make a sand check, and now you're seeing it through TACNET. Or just through English.
38 out of
45. Oh boy.
57 out of 70.
I failed.
Alright. One for you two if you pass. And two for Will.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Two more and I get a trauma.
No, it's only detect on the same time. Once.
No. If something makes you get four stress and your trauma threshold is four, then you get it.
Okay, anyway.
So you're going in, Amy?
I'm looking for... can I use perception and look for the key?
Yeah, make a perception check.
25 out of 55.
Alright, you see it... you see a glint of something. All the bodies have kind of nestled together. Mm-hmm. And you think you see the key sticking out between them.
Perception roll, see if there's anything trap-like in here before...
Perception minus 20.
Uh-oh, then it gains my enhanced vision.
Yeah.
You jerk. 36 out of 50.
Okay. You don't see anything trap-like. As Amy sticks her head in, you see a glint of something move on the ceiling. Small.
Watch out up above. There's something up there.
Can I use my advanced vision?
You just look.
I look.
Make another sand check. Actually, no, not yet. Actually, no, yet, dude. Sorry.
23. I made it.
All right, take one. Okay. You see a cortical stack.
Okay.
Crawling across the ceiling towards you. It has four long strands of metal. They almost look like wire. Have pierced through the shell, and it's like crawling like a spider on these four legs across the ceiling towards you.
That's moderately horrifying.
I close the door.
Okay. You don't have the key.
No. I just look at them. This is a spider thing crawling.
Yeah, you guys all saw it. You can make sand check, too.
Oh.
You're attacked, Nettie.
Thanks. Should we shoot it?
I did not make it.
I crit succeeded.
All right, you're fine. You two fail, take one.
So Ryan's crit success cancels out our stress we take.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody ever seen that before?
We're honored. We're like in awe.
A cortical spider? No, I have not.
Okay. Well.
It's a new one.
I still have this freezer.
Do you want to take care of it?
I'll see if I can.
Okay, one second.
I mean, if you miss, we'll shoot it, but...
Well,
small target.
Yeah.
It's a very small target. Minus 30.
My plan is just to spray the whole area with freeze foam.
Can freeze go full auto?
I don't think so. Hang on a second.
Can freeze
out of the game?
Freezer.
Sorry.
Freezer spew a fast hardening foam that immediately begins to harden. They are primarily used as a non-lethal method of immobilizing or securing a target. Stuck characters must immediately make a ref times 3 test or become trapped.
No, it's semi-auto, so it doesn't you can't do like a big area with it.
Okay.
It would be multiple shots.
Okay.
And it's minus 30 because it's a very, very small target.
All right. Well, I'll take a quick action to aim.
Okay. So you open the door again.
Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Okay.
Are we all rolling initiative?
No, just Ryan for now.
I'm at 12.
Okay. Give me an index card. Thank you.
Hello, boy.
Also, you close the door, so you have to make another perception check. With minus 20 to find it.
Okay. I got a 39 out of 40.
Okay. Yeah, you see it. You also see another one.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
And another one. That seems to be six of them.
Okay.
And that's the number of bodies in the room.
Convenient.
Yeah.
So you're up first.
Well, fuck it. I'm gonna, I can't hit six targets at once, so I'm just gonna go in and get this thing as quick as I can.
Going for the key?
Yeah.
All right, make a free fall check.
Okay. Lovely. I crit fail. 77 out of 30.
All right, you mirrored.
So
you fail so bad that you accidentally close the door and stay outside of the room.
I'm gonna spend one to negate my crit. Can I spend two in one roll or no?
Yeah, you could spend the second one to reroll.
I'm gonna do that. So that's half my moxie.
You can do it.
And that time I get a 10.
A 10, alright. That's a 4. Lucky. That's a fail. That's a fail. Oh, that's an 18. Oh, that succeeds. Go! Alright, well, good news and bad news, right? Okay. Good news, you leap across into the stack of bodies and grab the key. Three of those things jump and miss you. The other three jump and land on you.
Okay.
And you see they start, what, they like land on your back, and they start crawling up you. So what would you like to do? It's the next round. You guys all see this. If anyone wants to jump into combat, roll initiative.
How are you rolling initiative?
1d10 plus your initiative.
I always forget this. I don't do the number in parentheses, right?
That's your neurochem, so unless you're...
I haven't activated yet.
Yeah.
Fight me, Alex. All right.
10.
15.
All right, so now it's... Ryan... Will.
It's on.
James. Here, right? Three of them are.
And yes, three of them. So, like, think Daddy Long Legs with only four legs. A cortical stack's like the size of a grape, so that's the body.
Don't say that word.
Sorry. With these four little, with a moistened raisin.
Oh, okay.
With these four long, wiry legs coming out.
I'm just so confused.
One is on the back of, used leg. Yeah. The other two are like on the small of her back, and they're all crawling up her back towards her head area.
Okay.
Next round, Meyer, you're up first.
I will go. Try to get to you.
Just to jump to her?
I want to move to her. Yeah.
So make a free fall check.
Oh god, my free fall's not very good. Oh, I passed 14 out of 40.
Okay, so you get to her, so you can take an action.
Oh, it's gonna suck for her, but unless can I maybe if I shock, it's gonna be on them and I get shocked.
Maybe
not. I don't wanna shock.
You don't know how cortical stacks would react to being shocked. It's not really.
They get fried.
No, I mean, like, move it. They're not normal cortical stacks right now. You don't know how they react
then
to
the shock. I will turn my shock gloves on.
Okay.
And I will punch, I don't know, one closest to
Okay. My neck.
My foot. So I'm just gonna say, you don't have to roll. So it's a free action. You just, like, smack it off.
Yeah.
And you watch as it just goes tumbling through the air. Mm. Until it, like, hits against the wall. So that's what you get one. Mm. Ryan, you're up next.
Alright, do I have leverage enough to, like, shove myself back into a wall to, like...
Yeah, you have to push off the corpse or two, but you can...
Yeah, whatever. Alright, yeah. I will do that.
Did the shock gloves do anything to the scene or nothing?
You couldn't really tell.
Okay.
You see, and they're on my back, so I can't, like, brush them off.
Yeah, Frankie got one off your back.
Okay.
There's one on the back of your calf.
Okay.
And one is another one on your back.
All right, I'm going to brush the one off my calf and just, like, do the same thing, smack it off.
Okay, that's just your action. You want to roll for it. You just smack it off your leg. Will?
Yeah. I'm going to try and get the other one off him.
All right, make a free fall check.
Free fall.
We're all in the room.
So I'm just trying to move. Nope, not very good. Free fall. What happens? No, I did not make it.
What do you get?
49.
All right. So 30. You leap into the room, but misjudge and just kind of float into one of the corpses. As you get closer, you can see that this one, you float into a biomorph that just has the scream of pain on its face. In a big hole right in the back of its neck where the cortical stack crawled out of its skull. Eric.
I want to get the last one off of you.
Free fall.
I was pretty good at free fall. Watch me fail. 56 out of 65. Okay.
Okay, so you leap over to her, you manage to get to her, and just take your action to smack the thing off. Now they all get to go. Each one of you can now make a friend check.
F-fall?
Yeah, F-fall. Actually, free-fall, because you're in microgravity.
Free-fall.
That's a fail.
I want to spend Moxie to re-roll that. All right.
Well, let's see.
Regular fail, but I'll just go.
That's a fail.
I want to see. I want Moxie to re-roll.
That's a fail. Eric.
9.
All right, it beat you.
Damn it. Glad I spent that moxie.
Ryan?
I got a 6 out of 30.
Oh, alright, it beat you.
Succeeded with a beat.
What?
You succeeded with a beat you.
Yes.
Yes.
Originally failed and spent a moxie to reroll.
Oh, that sucks.
Another one's going for Will because he's an easy target.
I'll flip it to a 90. Oh.
Way misses. Mm-hmm. And a roll of D4. Oh, that's a 1. So another one's going for Meyer. That's true. He fails anyway.
I get a bonus for being small.
Minus 10 to hit. So, Eric, one of them lands on your back.
Alright, I'm going to try to get it off as I'm leaving the room.
You can't. You can try. So next round, Meyer, you're up. You have speed 2.
Oh, right.
So speed 2. And who else has speed 2?
Amy.
All right, so Amy's up first.
We'll try again
to
get the...
They're all off of you. All off of Ryan. There's one on Eric.
I'm going to grab the one on Eric. All
right.
Free fall?
You're close enough. You can just use your turn to swat it off.
All right, so I'm going to swat it off.
Yeah. All right. And Eric?
You has the key?
No. Can I turn my earwear on and swat it off?
Yes, you has the key.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, so maybe, can I try to get out while at least pulling her out?
It would be free fall at minus 10, because it shifts your weight and makes it difficult.
Can I help?
Oh, yeah. You can give him a plus 10 to counter at that.
All right, so I'm back to 65. 54.
Okay, yeah, you grab you and just jump and glide right out of the room. So now we're to the next turn. Maya, you're up now.
I'll try to get out of the room.
Yeah.
14 out of 30.
All right, you managed 40. To just like spin around, hit the wall, and jump out.
Yeah.
Ryan,
mm-hmm.
you're outside. So what do you want to do?
Nothing's on any of us that made it out.
Not that you can see.
Okay.
But Will still needs to make it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's... If any of them are going to jump for Amy, I'm going to try to shoot them.
Okay.
So I'll just...
You're ready.
Yeah.
All right. Will, you're up.
I'm going to get out of there.
Free fall.
That'd be a 5, Bob.
All right. You... Not the most graceful exit, but you push off and soar and slam out of the room. And Eric, you're up next, so you just hit the button to close the door.
Yeah.
Yep. Now you close
the door. I'll walk back in. I just want to make sure there weren't any more keys.
Nope. You close the door, and then a split second later, you hear tink, 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 tink of things.
Terrifying.
That was fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
Yep. How much money are you getting on this again?
Millions.
Yeah, okay.
It's worth it.
Is it worth it?
And you know what?
Is it?
Our mission is to kill the person who set this up. So yes, it's worth it.
Okay.
So we've hit door 3 and door 4 now.
Yeah.
We have 4 keys.
Three is on the side of one.
Okay, see here?
Yeah. And that's 4.
I felt like we're in.
We have 4 keys that will probably do nothing.
That would be hilarious, and I would enjoy killing Damien even more.
All right.
If that were the case.
So you're heading to the last door?
Yep.
All right, this one doesn't have a number on it. There are 2 mechanical locks on the door.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And they have, you see, they have 6 points, so the keys you have fits, but there are 2 locks and 4 keys.
So 2 of these are probably duds.
Mm-hmm.
4 of them might be duds.
Trigger some horrible trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's scan them and see which ones are real.
Scan it. With what?
Well, we could see if... Well, they're keys, so they might not have...
Is there any way for us to, like, scan the inside of the...
Yeah.
Like, into the lock and see what the pattern is in the lock that might...
Not really.
Anybody have LIDAR?
No. What's that?
It's like radar, but with lasers.
Yeah.
I do not.
It'll be like a laser scanner.
I guess by saying, what's that, I've also answered your question.
I mean, what, yes, I do.
What if you made, like, one out of ice and just you freezed it and then you pulled it out?
One out of ice?
Yeah.
Where are you going to get ice?
He has a freeze gun.
Well, it's
foam.
It's foam.
Okay,
I mean, I guess we could shoot foam into the lock.
It doesn't melt. It's just going to stay there.
It's going to solidify and then we'll pull it out.
Let me see what the key is.
Well, it would solidify and expand and probably break the lock.
That's
and
true.
Then maybe.
And then it'll dissolve after like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, it was just an idea.
Well,
it wasn't a good idea, but it was a good idea.
It was an idea.
I'll dance at it now.
All right. Is there any way we can tell, like, which keys...
You're not Borax.
Which keys what?
Are supposed to go in the locks.
Nope.
No.
All the keys... Other than the points on the end, they're all identical, and the 2 locks are identical.
Anything that stands out about the locks themselves? Like, maybe... Obviously, they want to be, a clear, vivid indicator.
One's on top, one's on bottom.
Well, thank you.
Like, one's up here, one's down there.
Guys, use the top key on the top one.
We do have Damien. I could go ask him if he knows. He was supposed to drop someone
T-Ray?
Up here.
T-Ray.
The door.
Oh, yeah. Make a reception check.
And electric sense.
Mm-hmm.
1.
Okay. So you do see inside the room. There's another server in here. You can see in the back room there's another server. There's a desk. Doesn't look like there's too much in there.
It looks like another server room.
It doesn't. Well, no, it's not. It's only one server. It looks more like an office.
All right, it's like a server. It's an office kind of.
Okay. So no one's aboard.
I don't see anything. I don't see anybody. If this is like no one's at home. So this was a bust.
Maybe not.
Unless it's a secret door.
We may be able to. This is probably where he's keeping his backups, and he's an ego slaver. So I'm guessing that there's probably like a server full of slaves somewhere.
Yeah.
There's 2 servers in the office. Actually,
all right.
Well, those servers back there are running in sleep mode, so I mean there could be stuff on them, but you'd have to start them up to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And these are on, right? Because they draw more power?
Yeah, with your electrical sense, you see those are on.
Yeah, there's two, sir. Alright, so how are we going to figure out? So we're going into this room. This is the only natural... This is the only other step we have. Otherwise, the dead end.
I'll go back to the ship. Excuse me a moment.
Okay.
I'm gonna load up my little Shirley Temple body in the symbol space.
Okay, yeah. Damien's still in there. What?
Goodness, Mr. Damien. We just were wondering... You were supposed to bring Lucas and Doc Skelax to this place, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what were you supposed to do with them once you got here?
I don't know. Wasn't part of my memories.
You were just supposed to bring them here and leave them? Like that? They didn't give you instructions on?
No, I figured I would be here to pick them up or do whatever I wanted it is to do with them.
Well, you're not here.
Well, that sucks.
And you don't know anything about keys, do you, Mr. Damien?
I mean, in the general sense, I do.
Or looking more for the specific here.
No. Why, did you find some keys?
Oh, yes, we did.
Huh. They probably opened something.
That was a useful observation, Mr. Damien. I'll be right back.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I'm gonna log out of the symbol space, and I'm gonna kick the the time dilation up.
Okay. How much?
Maybe like 3 times. Okay. Not quite to, like, sanity-breaking levels, but right. Still...
Okay.
You're going to be a changed alien.
Something. All right, so what do you do?
Watch out for that Barney.
I come back in and I say, the pig had nothing for us.
All right, so what the hell do we do? If
we put 4 keys and 2 things, so...
If we put the wrong key in, something's probably
going to happen. When I T-ray the door, there's both keyholes have electric, like, you know, the outlets or something that goes to it.
Yeah, there's a small current in both keyholes. You can
key
also
hose?
See...
Keyholes!
There are small... there's a current running around the door frame. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So there might be something there.
Yeah, there might be something in the door.
Of course there is.
They're both powered. They both are powered. So the keyholes up. That is. So it's not like one's like trapped. One's up. I mean, like one's like you know not like a. We got. I'm saying we got. You know, both. I'm not a fluent guy. You got to use both of them.
All right. I mean, what could happen?
Death.
Yeah.
Right. We saw what happened to Crete. We saw what happened, almost happened to us and the other one.
We're supposed to do this logically. Maybe one side...
Crete. Oh, wait, is Crete the robot?
Do we know which keys went where?
No, that's the whole problem.
Chris is laughing.
Well, I mean, like, you know which doors they came from.
Which ones?
Yeah, which rooms
room?
We got them from.
Yeah.
Thank you, Will. Do you know which key goes where? No, that's the whole problem.
Just so you guys know, this was Chris's contribution.
Oh, yeah, the keys?
Yeah.
Having too many?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
It's coming from your mind.
There was more contribution.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
And there's nothing else remarkable about the keys. No, like, color or...
Nope, they're all identical. All
right.
Oh, I thought you said there were different grooves on them.
Except for that.
I think in the sense of the game, we have to have been keeping track of which key goes to which door, because otherwise We can just tell Alex, yeah, we put one key in the thing. He doesn't even know which fucking key it is. We're like, yeah, we put two keys in there.
Yeah, we got it.
What happens?
Yeah, Alex, we put two keys in there.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you're right. We weren't paying attention. We put two keys in there. And then put it in the door.
Oh, I'm gonna go. Well, I can't go home.
No, he's making fun of me, Will. That's right, so I should write it down.
Yeah, we weren't paying attention. So we're just gonna shove two keys in the door. What happens?
Yeah, this one's not you, Will. This is not you.
Well, here's my thinking. This isn't a puzzle, because this guy is a prick. So there'd be no way to answer it. He just wants us to squirm.
So if I'm correct, Eric has a key that he took from James.
I have two.
I took one from James?
When you took his corpse. Oh, no, Meyer has that one.
Yeah, Meyer.
Ryan has the one you just got, and Will has the one from the room with the servers.
Yeah.
So Meyer has one and two.
Yes.
I have four, and Will has three.
Okay.
No idea which one's one or two. I don't know which door was door one or door two. I just have two of them.
But you got scrapper's gel, right?
That's true. And super thermal.
I'd just say fuck this door.
Scrapper gel it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll scrapper gel it.
Everyone back up.
Yeah.
Okay. So mark off the scrapper's gel.
Yeah.
We're going all the way back.
Yeah.
We're getting out of the way.
Weapons ready. Out of the way of the door.
Well, you need to be close to
activate the scrapper's gel. Yeah, because it's electricity.
Yeah. So you have to be there.
Yeah.
The rest of you all back up.
Well, I have shock ones.
Yeah, most of you have to touch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you put it like around the door, on the inside of the door frame.
Yeah.
All of you back up to the other end of the hallway. You guys watch out as Frankie like reaches out and touches it, and it just starts sizzling. So you're watching it corrode.
Yeah.
And then you get sprayed with mist.
I'm out of that too.
Yes, you are.
Yay.
It's acid mist.
Do you have a guardian swarm?
Yes.
You do?
I have a guardian angel body.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't help. Mark 3 from your backsuit's armor.
Okay.
As this grayish mist just sprays over you.
My backsuit's 7. All right.
It's 7-7.
Wait, kinetic?
From both.
Oh, gosh.
As the disassembler swarm starts eating away at your backsuit.
Oh, God.
So you watch. It's going to take... Let's see.
Three-way, right?
3 weeks.
It's going to...
It's a very weak.
Take 4 weeks. Rounds for the scrapper's gel to get through the door. And each round, you're going to be affected by the cloud of disassembler swarm. Ooh. So that was the first round.
Anybody got an EM grenade?
I don't.
Those will take out a nano swarm.
You lose 3 more from your armor. It's just eating away at your back suits.
I'm not quite sure what to do to stop that.
Can I just take my clothes? Can I eat it off?
Yeah, you could try dropping it off.
Yeah, I'll try dropping it.
Okay, so you quickly make a reflex times 3 check.
Okay. Reflex times 3. This one briefly. Ooh, just as good as my will. I'm gonna flip that. I'm gonna see the flip. So it's 38 out of 45.
Okay, so you managed to get it off before the swarm eats through, and you like throw your backsuit aside and watch as it just disintegrates.
It's cold in here.
You're wearing clothes underneath.
Okay.
Don't you have like a regular jumpsuit you wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you put that under your backsuit.
Okay.
But you no longer have a backsuit.
I smell death now.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
And cold.
Well, that was awful.
But the door, the scrapper shell eats through, and it just sort of floats there. There's no gravity.
The disassembly swarm doesn't just stays on the suit. That's it
for now.
Uh,
well, I don't think I have anything that takes care of that kind of stuff.
Guardian Swarm or EMP grenade.
I have any of that.
What about your way?
No.
No.
Yeah, you need like an electromagnetic pulse. Can we generate a swarm with whatchamacallit? With the fabber we have on board?
No, it's a food fabber.
You just generate endless food for the disabled.
Well, I put a coffee machine as a food fabber.
I have a fabber.
Or a maker. Yeah, if you have a maker, you could try to make a guardian swarm.
Alright, I have also academics and nanotechnology, so.
Alright, make an academics nanotechnology roll.
I got a 26 out of 35.
Okay. Let's just see how long it takes to fab a nano swarm.
1 second.
No, not quite that.
We'll be right back.
I almost take to fab a EMP grenade.
I'm going
to
fab a nano swarm. A
few hours.
There it is.
We have time.
Yeah. We'll just hang out here.
Yeah.
While that swarm creeps closer to us.
Yeah. So, figure out how to fix creep.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun.
You like that guy.
Yeah. One second.
Bless you.
Ow. It's a good thing you have a Swiss Army knife with me. I can make stuff and fix stuff.
Hmm.
I'm your Swiss Army boy.
Yes, you are.
It's the movie Swiss Army Man. With Daniel Radcliffe.
I've never seen that.
The dead body.
Never saw it.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
It looked really creepy. Mm-hmm.
It was good. What's creepy about using a dead Daniel Radcliffe as a tool?
Well, because when he's talking, it's creepy.
Well, he's Harry Potter. He has magic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's a magical corpse.
Nanofabricators. For rules on creating goods in a nanofabricator. Okay, great. So I have to go to this other part.
Welcome to Jose's.
There we flip through books.
Everybody's on their phone, except for me and Meyer.
You know why? Because I had my tray table up.
Time. Once the raw materials and blueprints are in, the exact time frame to create an object varies, but roughly approximates 1 hour per cost category of the item. All right. So, Guardian Swarm.
The cheapest thing
is
in the world.
Moderate. So, 2 hours.
2 hours.
And, EMP grenade?
6 years. Probably the same, if not more. Grenades, EMP, high. So,
right, no, let's hours. Let's go with the nano
swarm.
Alright, so you're gonna sit around for 2 hours?
Yeah. We could try to see what's going on with Crete in that time.
Well, can't be busy making the thing.
Well, you just have to hit it once and then let it go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, let's go find out what's going on with Crete.
Okay.
Just trying to figure him out.
So.
Eric, is that you in the bottom corner? For sure.
Maybe start slamming his body.
Which part?
That one.
Oh, yes.
Which one? Oh, the one. Just screaming out with the beard.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry.
I'm lots to get myself on a shirt.
The swarm is 3 hours. The grenade is 4 hours.
Damn it.
Well, all right. 3 hours.
So, yeah, I guess we'll... Does Crete keep a backup of himself on board at all, or...?
It would be smart to do just in case I need to fly the ship without my body.
Yeah, so sure. But you've got their stack.
Can we also hide Crete's body somewhere where the disassembly swarm won't just go and get it?
It's got to be in one of the rooms.
It's another room, yeah.
I mean, room 3 seems okay.
You can put it in room 3.
Is that okay?
Just put it back in the room it was in with the infected. Put back in 2.
Now I can't get infected twice.
Yeah, it's not more infected.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
It's super infected.
It's James's body. Where do you want me to put you?
I guess you put me in room 1. It was just slimy and dead people, right?
Oh, right.
Okay. So you're going to put him in room 1?
That's probably a bad idea. Don't,
Yeah, I would just put him back in the affected, where he got affected.
Because that affects synthmorphs. The thing in room 1 affects biomorphs.
Yeah.
Right.
The one in room 4 affects everything.
Right.
Wait, what was in room 1 that infected?
Put him in
because I went into room 1 and I didn't get anything happened.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was all, like, red goop, which I'm assuming is dissolved people.
We still don't know what happens in that server room. Because we didn't touch anything.
Right. So room 2 would probably be the best because he can't get more infected, as far as we know.
Or room 3, because there's just a bunch of servers in there.
Yeah.
Just put me back in the room where I got infected. This is a debate that shouldn't really happen.
All right, room 4 and room 2. And you've got his stack, or who has a stack?
I had my his stack.
In your vac suit.
I have a bag.
You put them in your bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like bag tools and stuff.
All right.
Stuff.
So you, So you head back to the ship.
I can swing and disassemble his cortical set.
You've got his stack. Are you going to load him into the ego bridge? You'd have to turn off the simulation that Damien's in.
I'll let him be dead for a while.
Okay. You killed it.
Oh, thank God!
what are you loading?
I mean, the best torture is to give him a little bit of relief.
Right, and then
put him right back into it.
Well, he's not going to know you turned it off.
It's like when it's not unusual after 7 Wesley Pussycats.
Right. So what are you loading Creed into?
I guess...
room with a potted plant in the corner.
A digital one?
Yeah, like whatever kind of... whatever basic room number 1 is.
All right. It's the old Windows 95 wallpaper where it's just a grassy hill.
Uh-huh.
What?
I thought we were doing the other guy first to make sure we did things safely.
Up to you. You want to load other guy first?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. You pop him into generic room 1. As soon as you do, he just starts screaming.
Oh, God. Like in pain or gibberish?
Yes. He just curls up and screams.
Well, he's been in that room a long time.
All right.
And doesn't stop.
Yeah, so let's turn him off.
Okay, turn him off.
Hope you make a sand check for that, too.
Yeah.
Will times 3. Stress test. Okay, sand.
Yeah, I'm fine. 70 out of 75.
I'm not fine.
20 out of 30.
I didn't critical fail.
Just one.
All right. Crete wasn't affected as long, so maybe they're still in.
Okay, so we plug in Crete.
All right, so you plug in Crete. You watch. No, Crete comes in. and then you're bless you. You can think again. You can control. You can move.
Oh, thank
you. You realize you're in a Simul space. Will wants to pick it out.
Thank you.
You recognize Simul space room 1.
Crete,
what happened?
There was a thing. Just hold it. You're going to need it again later.
What?
You've needed it 3 times.
Once.
Yeah. Roll play.
What? I lost.
Your morph was infected by something.
Oh, no. What was it called again?
You don't know.
Oh, I thought you told me I knew.
No, that's, I just told you to infect it. It's not like the virus came up and said, you have been infected by Rewire. Have a nice day.
What happened? What was wrong?
It's like my system's constantly changing what I was trying to do. There was no... Like, if I wanted to move my arm, I
would... Tomato!
Just kidding. Oh crap, it's a gorilla's infection.
Yeah.
He would say banana.
Racist.
Yeah. You said you didn't know I was aging. You didn't know I was you thought I was a child the whole time I've known you.
Well, we may have permanently lost your morph.
That's good to know. I mean, I guess they could still be a ship.
I don't know if it's infected with whatever it was that...
Yeah.
I mean, we could always bring it in and wipe the cyber brain, but then there's a possibility that we're bringing whatever that infection was onto your other body.
I mean, I probably got it when I hooked into that other infected body.
Yeah, that was, in hindsight, a bad idea.
Well, yeah, well, we were trying to see if we could find out more about this.
That's the second time James has done that in an Eclipse Phase game. There was one time Elise hooked herself into an exurgeon-infected server.
Yep. Listen, I know better. You know what? Characters don't.
James is nothing if not consistent.
Yep.
He
just wants to make his GM happy.
Yeah, I mean,
I said we needed to explore these rooms because the GM went through work to put them in, and what happened? We found keys that opened doors, which you just eventually just melted anyway, but then you lost your armor.
It wasn't armor, it was a vac suit.
Sorry.
Alright, I have body armor.
And then, hey, now we have this other ego.
Yeah. That's super useful.
Yeah, since my back is gone, I'm going to put on my body armor.
I mean, with enough psychosurgery, we may be able to cobble together something that doesn't just scream when we turn it on.
Maybe.
And if nothing else, we could just put it in the symbol space with Damien.
That's true.
He might like it.
He can have a roommate.
That's true.
You're the guy.
It's like a little girl who fell into the void in Gloomhaven.
I don't know what that means yet.
You look familiar. You look like you used to live on that habitat I used to have.
Alright, so what are you going
to
do?
Preet, is there any way we can load you up into your ship morph? Because we can at least... You like hook you up to that.
Wait. Is his stack infected? We don't know that.
It doesn't appear to be.
His stack is what's running him now.
Yeah, okay. We loaded him up from the backup stack.
All right. You don't feel weird or anything? Can you run a diagnosis on yourself right now?
I guess I can run a diagnosis.
Because you're just your stack.
Alright,
it's just your diagnosis would be jumping up and down and seeing how you feel.
I was just running a diagnosis on myself. Tomato! Damn it!
I'm not getting the sad brain icon, so.
You feel fine?
I'm not doing anything weird. I can speak legibly and coherently.
Yeah, you can think. Which is an improvement from subjectively a few seconds ago.
All right, I guess it was your body then.
What happened to my body?
You were just doing, like, convulsing.
Shouted tomato and then started screaming gibberish and just pretty much doing what that other morph was doing.
Where's my body right now?
It's in the room again. Oh. Put it back in the room.
Well, it's going to get more infected.
Well, I mean, I guess that was a safe place to keep it.
Listen,
update me on the situation. So where are we at right now?
We split the other rooms.
We found four keys, and the door at the end of the hall has two keyholes.
So we couldn't decide which keys to put in, so we just blew up the door.
And then the disassembly swarm came out.
Yeah.
And it's currently snacking on
my vac suit. Yeah.
And so he's fatting up a nanoswarm to take care of it.
A guardian swarm.
You need a vac suit to breathe.
No, I don't.
No, there's air in there.
I know. I mean, like, in outer space, if anything should happen. Well, especially if I should lose oxygen.
Well, then I will buy a vac suit when we go to the next.
I mean, you could fab yourself another vac suit.
I can also fab myself a vac suit. But right now I'm making I'm using my maker, right? Can I program like a family a vac suit?
Well, no, it's making the nanoswarm.
I'll
program mine to make him a vac suit.
I'm just going to take hours, though. Start. But sure, yeah, you start making a vac suit.
Has everyone have these things?
You want one?
He got it.
Yeah, they bought them.
Yeah, you're...
You're a pre-gen. I told you, Nosaki.
You weren't specced out for this kind of thing. But, like, if you have extra cred, or if you want to make extra cred, you can buy stuff.
Is there anything I could do to maybe figure out any research I could do to figure out what happened to my body, maybe figure out a way to
No.
Fix it?
This is nothing you've ever seen before.
Alright, so...
Academics, nanotechnology you can maybe use.
Alright, I'll try. I'll use it. What's my... I passed, 28.
So it definitely seems like some kind of nanovirus to you. Considering he's in a synth morph, it like probably hasn't infected his entire body. If you can get him away from the source and decontaminate him, and then basically reboot his bearing to factory defaults, you could probably salvage his morph.
I could probably fix it.
Good thing we left it in the room with more of the other virus.
Well, it's not going to get any worse.
Yeah,
You can, with the Guardian Swarm, you're going to add yourself another Guardian Swarm, essentially.
It might take a little time, a couple of hours, but I can definitely think we can salvage it.
Well, that'll be good, because I can't help you.
Well, you can get in the ship. You can plug your stack into the ship.
Yeah, I know.
I would have to, do a reset and stuff, a full reset of your body, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm right here.
Do you have any morph upgrades?
What do you mean,
like upgrades for your morph?
Implants or...
I got a shit ton of implants.
For your morph? What do you have?
Yeah. Access jacks, basic messenger, cortical stack, cyber brain, eidetic memory, hyperlinguist, math boost, and mnemonic augmentation.
Alright, you'd lose your math boost, your hyperlinguist, and your mnemonic augmentation.
Okay.
Those are all basically software patches. And you're factory resetting your brain.
Alright, but I... Just pretty much rebuy those.
Yeah, you can rebuy. You just don't have them now.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So we'll plug Crete back into the ship. So they'll be Teak.
Yep.
Kind of semi permanently.
So you go to the cockpit. Then there's a little thing. You press a button, and a little stack opens up, and you plug it in. The ship hums to life again, and Teak's voice comes out from the speakers.
Banana.
Oh, God.
The ship starts shaking.
I just take off.
You all die as the airlock shears off and explosive decompression.
I knew this was going to happen.
Goodbye.
All right, so...
Shit of failure.
You've sort of solved Teak's problem for now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Oh, you're waiting. Okay. So time passes. You get your Guardian Swarm.
I'll send my Guardian Swarm out after the disassembly thing.
Okay. You go out. The Guardian Swarm starts attacking the disassembler swarm. So you think it will be safe to pass through?
Okay. All right, my Guardian Swarm got it.
All right. I guess let's see what's in the last room.
All right.
Make sure we can enough so you can throw a Swarm ball at it and catch it.
Shut up. I'm talking about. All right, so you got... who's going through the door first?
Me.
Well, maybe one of our muscles.
I usually take points, alright, I'll go.
My swarm's gone though, right? There's one use, right?
Yeah, it's a one time thing.
Bye, swarmy.
That was a good 3 hours.
Well, you're not being disassembled, so.
Yeah,
it was a good 3 hours.
It was. I don't know why you saw us.
We fixed
sarcasm.
Ish.
Because I'm waiting on a ride, how much longer do you think it's going to run for?
This is the last room, so okay. Probably not too much longer. Alright, so, Teo, you go into the room. You see there's a desk with two servers behind it. That seems to be the only thing in here right now.
I relay this information. We got a desk. We have two servers. Not seeing much else. Okay.
Proceed.
Right. Sure, proceed.
Damn it. 75 out of 70.
That's what you got.
Moxie to flip it if you got Moxie.
Fine.
All right.
You Moxied it.
That's nothing else. So that's what you're
saying. Two good uses of Moxie in this game.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Will.
alright. Nice. So I guess I'm gonna take a look at the servers.
Okay.
Guys.
That's interfacing or programming?
Well, what are you looking for?
What's on them? What are they running?
Interfacing, yeah.
Okay.
I reinvent that.
19 out of 40.
Okay. You start looking around, poking at the servers, and you hear a voice, "Hey, don't touch those." And you turn around, and a ethereal Damien is sitting at the desk.
"Hey, it's, nice to see you again."
"Those are mine." So who else is in the room right now?
Me.
It's me.
Just you two? Are you two? What are you two doing?
I was covering the door.
I scream at that in the room, outside the room.
Okay. He looks at you. You can see it's an AR projection of an infomorph. "Leave my shit alone.
We're just, you know, we heard this place is for rent and we're checking it out."
Do you actually cover your face like that? You can feel the glare through your hands.
I don't want him to see my face.
"Look, I already saw you on the cameras.
You've been watching us this whole time."
"Yeah. Not that Crete told you there were cameras." "But yeah,
I think I meant to, but it just, there was already side conversations going on.
There were cameras.
I mean,
yeah,
everywhere.
I
mean, yeah, I kind of assumed
this
that
used to be a black ops lab, a black site lab,
Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
No,
good. I don't play that game.
That goes my incognito thing. I was going
for. Yeah, no, I know. I saw your face and your voice.
He saw his voice.
So are you talking to Duncan?
So I'll give you a chance to leave. Yeah, I'll give you a chance to leave.
Or?
I'll kill you.
What's all those so this is your place, right?
Yeah, well, I inherited it.
Is all that body, there's also like all those bodies and dead things from you, or is that from the Black Ops?
A little of both.
Was the body that infected our friend yours?
Yeah, well, I wanted to, test the thing to see if it works. Jovians were building all sorts of fun, freaky, anti-transhuman weapons here. Found out about it during the revolution and just kept a lid on it. Seemed useful now.
Who was the person that you affected?
I don't know. Some schmuck who wasn't smart enough to guard his ego.
Oh, boy. That's okay. And what about those spider...
Some of them are here, and I added some to see what would happen.
You add more to it?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're stack spiders. I didn't add more of them, I added more bodies.
Oh.
And they got infected. What? I can't see you out there. Come here.
No! You scare me.
So what is actually going on these servers?
They're running egos.
They're running egos. And what kind of a...
One of them's real active. You assume it's Damien running himself. The others are in like a standby mode. They're not running egos. They're storing egos.
They're storing egos. Okay, so it's just like dead storage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent 3 hours waiting to make a Guardian Swarm, and I'm watching it now attack a Descendability Swarm, right?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get my money worth from it.
Wow, that's real, real exciting, watching nano swarms you can't watch fight it out.
Yeah.
They're too small to see.
I have enhanced vision.
So who's got that ecto?
Nanoscopic vision.
You don't know that.
Right, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Who's got that ecto?
What?
What? The
ecto that the Marquis gave us.
I don't remember exactly. It was me.
Was it Will?
No, it was not me.
No.
I think it was me. I'm pretty sure it was me.
So you could be on the TACnet. Is it on your body or is it somewhere in the ship?
It was. I would have stored it on the ship.
We were on the ship for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get it.
All right. You go back to the ship and get it. You go back. You flown into the room to give it to.
All right. Hey, can I just have the answer?
As you float into the room, the key that you had in your bag explodes.
Myself.
Yeah. And what's your body armor?
10.
Okay, that's good.
So
So one of the keys that he had, or hopefully only one.
So if you don't go in.
You take 4 damage.
Huh.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
3.
You got 10.
Yeah.
That's minus 4 AP is 6. So you take 9 damage.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. I forgot about the plus 5. As you flow through the door and here, and then, and you get flung across and slam into the wall.
My stuff.
Yeah, your bag is just gone. Part of your hip, your side is also gone.
No.
Yeah.
How come every time I see you, I explode?
I don't know, but I like it.
All right. Well, any more
reoccurring occurrence?
Any more tricks like that, and the dead storage server here is going to be full of needles. And I point my flushit rifle at it.
That's a lot of money on that server.
Yeah, it is. And if another you does happen to come back here, they'll find jack shit.
Who the fuck are you? What do you want?
It appears we have a stomach.
Amy, but do not come in the room.
We just want to...
Amy, also, make a will times 3 test. You just watch your little buddy get exploded.
No.
Take one.
Okay.
He's okay, but painful to watch your best friend get blown up.
All right, stress is 4.
We just want to plug this little ecto here into the server that's running you, and then we'll be on our way.
And who sent you?
The Grand Marquis.
I'm sure you can guess.
So, did you find the others?
Every single one.
Yep. They're all safe.
They're at a party.
Perfect. Thank you. Good work. Yeah, sure. Delete me. I'm done.
I don't think we should delete him.
Yeah, fine. Don't delete me. I'm good either way.
We should delete him.
Why is he laughing?
Because you gave him information that he probably shouldn't have had. Now he knows they're all in one place.
Yeah.
And he knows who hired us. I mean...
Well, I mean... Are you saying that in character?
Yeah, but I'm saying it through the TACnet to them.
But I'm lying. Suspend
Moxie for a social phone.
No, listen, no, that's TACnet.
I was lying. You wouldn't find everyone.
He does know that. You said you found everyone.
I know. I'm not good at lying. My assumption is...
All we really
but
said
you're
was...
not lying.
Yeah, we did. They didn't find everyone.
All we said...
Yeah, you did. You found everyone you were set to find.
Yeah, Elise is the only one who we didn't find, and she was...
You weren't set to find her.
No, we weren't.
Also, there's Amir.
He's dead. You weren't sent to find him. You were sent to find Dalton, and then Lucas and Doc.
Mm-hmm. And we did just say that they are safe. We didn't say anything else.
No, he said that they went to a party.
It could still be bad, but that can be all.
I mean, he was part of the group originally, so...
Folks, it's fine. You helped me, so I appreciate that. I'm not going to kill you. You wanna take samples of the viruses? That's fine. Go ahead.
I don't want to touch any of that shit.
Yeah, I
don't want to
touch it, because
I really want to eat him.
I mean, you could sell it on the black market for a pretty penny. I'm sure there are a lot of terrorist groups out there who pay top dollar for some of that stuff.
That's wonderful.
Especially to find some bio-chauvinists. Like I said, this is all anti-transhuman weapons. Well, except Lab 3. But
yeah, I'm not into that.
Do we want to... I say this over the technic. Do we want to delete him or keep a copy of him? It seems like this one... knows a little bit more about what's going on.
Yeah, we should keep them.
Keep them. We're collecting Damien's.
Yeah, bring with the other one.
And then put him in the room with the screaming one.
Well, no, I think we should delete the beta because he's no use anymore because he didn't really know much other than this location. This one seems to be a little bit more, intelligent.
Yeah, sounds. But either way, we just keep the. We can debate whether we delete the beta or not. We just. You can have this one at least now.
Well, I think maybe we should do what the Marquis says and maybe find a way to get in touch with him. Warn him that this other Damien has some kind of a plan in place.
I'm sure he knows that. The guy's not an idiot.
Yeah, but he might not know that Damien knows exactly where they are.
You guys are attacking it, right?
Yeah.
No, this is Damien talking.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are attacking it, right? Everyone does that. It's really good. So I'm assuming you're talking to each other, trying to figure out what to do with me.
Well, can someone please ask him how he was able to drop a meteorite?
How did you drop a meteorite on Mars?
Oh, planning. They still bring in asteroids to slam into the surface for terraforming, so I just broke off a little chunk and had it fall. It was an accident.
Precisely?
Like I said, it took some planning. Orbital physics. It's just gotta figure it out. I mean, most of the time when asteroids hit a planet, you're not controlling where they come from. If you can control where they start, you can control where they land.
Alright.
Anyway, I'm keeping you guys. So, you gonna delete me or are you gonna take me with you? Either way, I'm already there. So,
you're already where?
Nice. Good one.
You're already where?
You know,
he's saying
he's there.
The place that.
Yeah.
Party. He's already at the party.
I'm a guest. Well, I'm a party crasher. Or if I'm not there, I'm close. I'm on my way.
Would someone please disconnect him already?
All right, yeah, I'm going to plug in the Ecto.
Okay.
Wait, what?
You watch as he... there it goes. Tingly. It starts to get a little staticky. And then the projection just sort of, statics and cuts out. And you watch as... the Ecto blinks. And some of the lights on the server that were green start to glow to blink amber, and then blink really fast, and then just go to steady red as you delete him.
Well, we weren't deleting him.
No, we were.
No, he did. He deleted him.
Ryan deleted him.
I
thought we were under the impression that we were all taking this one and deleting the other Damien.
Yeah, beta, I guess. It's all right.
No, the beta's going to delete too. Right?
No, it's not. It's not. No, it's not on the mesh.
Alright. Well, this is gonna take care of, we needed a whatchamacallit, an alpha fork, because that thing that Elise or that, the Marquis gave us is going to search out any instances of him and delete it, correct?
Yeah.
So that should leave us with only one Damien, who is the one who's at the party.
Presumably, this could have been his backup.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, but we could have kept him for questioning because we could have figured out where the party was if he knew where it was.
Wow. Gavin knows where it is.
Yeah, we just need to get in touch with the Marquis. That's why I did it, because there's nothing that we could have gotten from him without, you know.
Listen, we've also grown attached to the Bader one.
Yeah,
I've been here with him for 4 weeks.
He's like an adorable pet now.
Yeah, man.
An adorable, angry pet will murder you all given the chance.
Yeah.
Just like Gracie.
But well, even angrier with the screaming one, we're going
to... I mean, Gracie's trying to murder me so she can take all my stuff.
We've been with him for 4 weeks. We can't hard to put him down now.
Do we just go in there sometimes and just make him watch bad movies?
No, he's always wanting Barney.
Yeah, he's always wanting Barney.
Oh.
We're going to move him on to Teletubbies.
Wiggles. Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do with the other server?
Well, I am...
Baby Shark. Okay.
We could either sell this. He did say there's a lot of money on that server. But how are all of you with the idea of selling people in ego slavery into...
Not a fan.
Not good.
Not a fan at all.
Thanks.
Okay, in that case, we could... say that we recovered it, and maybe get these people re-instanced and connected with if they've got alphas, if they've got loved ones.
That sounds good.
You can just destroy it.
Well, I mean,
I think that would be the nicer option if they've been enslaved.
If they've been if there's alphas of, if they've been forknapped and there's alphas of them out there, these forks would probably just be deleted instead of being reintegrated with their alphas. Depending on what the time difference is.
Yeah, that's just Edgar suffering.
Well, I mean, they're dead right now. They're not suffering, so.
Yeah.
Or you can take it with you and try to figure out who they are and then see if you can reintegrate them. You don't know where they came from, so there's no way of knowing.
Well, if we left them in autonomous space, they'd at least have the chance to, you know, start their own lives there.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just like, okay, I'm going
back. That's true. Hypercorp law would kill them. Yeah.
But if we go to like Locus or something, we can, you know,
yeah.
All right.
Probably get a shit ton of at rep for it.
Alright. Sounds good.
I'm okay with that. And then since he said that lab 3 is the only thing without, what's going on the servers in there?
You have to go turn them on.
Do we want to?
Or turn on the terminal.
Listen, what's the worst that's gonna happen?
I can think of a couple of ways.
The sun explodes in a supernova.
That was a
you hit control alt delete and the universe resets.
All right, so yeah, we load the server with the enslaved egos on onto Teak.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that we should just like destroy this whole station if we can.
How?
Fixed.
Are we taking?
Well, it's gonna. That'll be the next game. It's gonna take a little while.
Are we taking Crete the body or what?
We're gonna have to. Yeah.
Yes, what I was saying. I'll fix Crete's.
Well, it's gonna take you a few more hours to fab another Guardian Swarm and then do the reset. You can. It's just, you don't have to. It's gonna take some time.
We don't wanna bring it back aboard Teak until.
Okay, so you wait a few more hours. You have to fab another Guardian Swarm. And
do we actually try to go with the hours of waiting? Do we actually get bored enough that we go to check out the other room?
I don't. Now that I think about it, it's probably better that we just destroy it.
All right. Can I scrounge around Damien's place?
Yeah,
his
sure.
Office.
Make a scrounging check.
Funny, is it? 17 out of 55.
It doesn't seem like there's much here. The sense you get is that this was his base of operations.
Yeah.
The room you're in is like suspiciously empty. So you feel like he took a lot of stuff out of here. Like there was more stuff in here.
It just blows me up.
And he took it.
Wait, I want to take the key that Amy has.
Okay.
And just throw it to the door.
How far away are you standing?
I'm pretty far away.
Okay. It explodes.
One piece of shrapnel perfectly hits you in the forehead.
Just digs it. Doesn't go in. Just...
dead.
Hey, 1 hit point left. Alright, so you wait a few more hours. Actually, you probably need a cleaner swarm instead of a guardian swarm, but you fab up the swarm. You program it to specifically disassemble the other nanovirus and let it go. It takes like 2 hours, like effective, like going into all the nooks and crannies of Crete's body, and eventually you get the notification that it has eliminated the rest of the virus, so you can save to bring it back onto the ship.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
It's gonna take you another few hours to do like the factory data reset on the Cyberbrain. But that you can do on the ship.
All right.
There's some way this station is drawing power, right? What is?
There's some way it's drawing power.
If there's like a fusion reactor or something, we can
overload it.
It probably wouldn't be a fusion reactor, actually.
What if I pushed it and then it just started sending it towards like the sun or something?
It's gonna take a long time.
You could do that. It would take a few hundred years.
Yeah, it would take a long time, but you know.
Fusion would burn too hot. Plus it could vent. Yeah, there's a fusion reactor. It's not very accessible. There's a small vent on the other side. There's basically like a cable that runs from the reactor into the station to distribute the power. But the rest of it is basically buried in the rock.
I'm a small person.
Okay. You don't have your back suit though. Although he was making you an act.
Should be ready now.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to EVA to crawl into. Basically, think you're crawling into the heat exhaust on the Death Star, and you're the missile.
What's EVA?
Extra vehicular activity.
You have to travel miles in a downward projection.
So that's going to be free fall.
Okay.
You don't have a tether. You don't have a propulsion system.
Jesus. Well, I mean, there's a cable.
23 out of 40.
Okay.
He goes up.
he just steps out. Oh. All right. You manage to to help you, so you all come back onto the ship, and Teak can pull out and get you closer to the exhaust port. And you jump out and manage to grab it, and it's tight even for you, but you manage to shimmy your way through.
So sure we're doing this, right, guys?
I mean, unless you want someone to come and run across this horrible anti-transhuman tech.
All right. So you get to the reactor. Hardware and you have hardware industrial?
Yes.
Yeah, make a hardware industrial check to fuckle with it.
Okay.
Ooh.
The asteroid just flies away.
Everything results 48
out of 60.
Okay. So you don't fail, so it doesn't just blow up now. So you tweak it slightly, so it's gonna slowly overload. Okay. So maybe over the course of like 12 hours.
Okay.
So then you shimmy back out. Make another free fall check. You gotta jump from the asteroid to the ship.
Gosh, this is... Oh god. I'm gonna re-roll that.
Well, Teak is there too.
Teak, and I failed because I got a 48.
So you guys watch on the monitors as Frankie crawls back out of this hole and like puts his hands on and pushes off. But as he's coming out, his foot like hits the lip of the hole, and he just starts tumbling and totally misses the ship. So make a pilot check.
I did a 54 out of 8.
Okay, so you guys watch as Frankie is just slowly tumbling into the void, and creates a Teak. The move the ship up and just like catches him in the air. Well, you didn't get a crit success, so you managed to maneuver the ship to at least so that Frankie hits the ship and you grab on
into my explosion world.
Still pretty tender, but you managed to grab onto Teak's hull and crawl back to the airlock.
Frack it.
Oh, and apparently he's turned to Joe Pesci on. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That was what the real nanovirus was, just turned you into Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys pilot away, and you watch in the distance a few hours later as a new sun briefly appears in the belt for a second and then dims as the fusion reactor goes critical.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, you did.
Listen, it's not like close phase game until we blow something up.
Yeah, pretty much.
That will definitely get people's attention.
Now do I, when I search for that section, all of a sudden I see, like, there was a mini-sun there.
Not right away.
Obviously, it takes a while for, like, to travel that far.
Well, also, people have to be paying attention to it. But, yeah, eventually, like, you set yourself up a little notification, and, like, a day or so later, you see people on forums talking about the explosion that happened on an asteroid somewhere, and there's a whole bunch of speculation, like, oh, so the consortium's testing new mini nukes, or you know, it's the Argonauts are trying to do something, like, oh no, it's the Jovians are up to something. So there's a whole bunch of speculation. No one knows what happened, because all that's left is atoms. Okay, so we will end it there. You have your Beta Damian, you've accomplished your main mission, but it seems like Damian is a step ahead of you.
Yeah.
What you said to me 14 years ago.
That's relevant.
This is just dead air.
What did you say to him 14 years ago?
Ha ha, Eric, you are to suck. NMJK, ha 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 ha. Lol, rotful, lamal, exclamation points, 1111.
Yeah, right.
Still true.
Alright, so, you can
all say. Raffle as I am. Although, I still have an AIM conversation saved on my, for some reason it's just saved in one of my, my profiles, and it's just when you were like, see you cater, Ryan, and then Ryan left, and it's like, oh no, now he's gonna think I said cater, and not later.
Alright, so, you can all get 4 res points. James, we're gonna give you 5.
Yay!
you all get 1 nomination.
Was Judith fine?
Because I liked him infecting himself with the virus.
I'm going to nominate Will for being my buddy in intimidation, even though it didn't work that well.
No, it's fine. We were a good team.
I'm going to nominate Meyer for fixing me.
I'm going to nominate Eric for looking at my scary but, XP feed.
I will nominate Ryan for... making a cool cell space. For right. Barney and happiness.
Wait, didn't someone not nominate?
Well, I didn't nominate. Who's not been nominated yet?
Everyone got a point.
James. Everyone got a point. James
got an extra point.
I want to give James the extra point.
So James gets 2 extra points.
James gets 6 tonight.
Yay. 6
tonight. Yeah, he's getting an extra point.
And it was my idea to do the the non-torture.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah,
too.
That was good.
And I scoffed at it.
I know you did.
All right, so that was episode 3 of Something. I think next one's probably the last one.
Oh,
cool.
Any questions, comments?
So what was the deal with the server in room 3?
I don't know. You'll find out.
I would have turned it on, but I didn't have a body to do it.
No, I'll tell you this. Nothing bad would have happened had you turned it on.
He asked if we had questions. He didn't say he'd answer.
Would we have found Amir?
No.
He's dead.
No, Amir's dead. Amir's dead. He got killed by the last group.
I was hoping at some point to hear about what happened, anything involving our characters from... the other campaign, but...
No, because they... you didn't, you know, blow up a Martian space elevator... you made a smaller impact. So.
Elizabeth and Strap were, having children.
Right.
Yep, we're having AI babies.
There's a copy of Strapper on the alien spaceship that just left the solar system.
Exploring the universe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is Aiko Amy still collecting scraps and building things and squirting ink at people?
Yes.
And the whole, universe knows the name, Bitman.
That's what Strapper used his godhood for.
Just rewrite everyone's brain. All right. Any last Will thoughts?
I'm sorry for that. I was sick today.